welcome new listeners to the Todd Glass Show. Before we get going, here's some stuff you should know. To tell if it's a bit or the truth from Todd, if he says potato salad or swear to God, those expressions are comedic, little darling. If Todd means the truth, he always says to George Carlin. And on the topic of bits, let's erase any doubt. Todd's almost always joking when he says, edit it out. The intro goes long, cause Todd's so big-hearted. Other podcasts end before his gets started.
The intros are recorded on a phone, but don't worry. The audio of the show is at a higher quality.
You know the Podcasters Association voted the Todd Glass Show a number one. So welcome to the show.
Hey, what are you doing? And don't fast forward my opening. It's the best part of the show, and everybody knows it. There's somebody out there. I beg to differ. These openings are made me everything I am today. I'm sitting here actually with Nick Lipa.
Oh, hey. Okay.
Nick, now let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
This son of a bitch fell asleep while he was talking to me. Nick.
Yep.
Nick, wake up. Bitter Buddha. Bitter Buddha. All right, listen, I got to keep the openings. Even my openings have to be good, so it takes a lot of thought. So anyway, but on Twitter, Tyson Sanner. I always have a hard time with his last name, but he did a remix. And then when Nick Thune was in, we're like, let's just make sounds and maybe Tyson will. So look at my Twitter feed. I retweeted it. So you can, by the way, of course, the whole thing is on there. And by the way, I play it at the house now, and I have the, I've been having raves. I've been having raves at the house. It's been great. Hey, by the way, I'm going into D.C. It's like the 25th is the Saturday. Okay, let's start backwards. On the 25th of June, I'll be at the Comedy Cabaret in Bucks County. One show, Comedy Cabaret, Bucks County. If you haven't been there, when I'm there, it looks really cool. I'll have the band with me that's played with me a lot, and that room will be awesome. Blake Wexler's going to be open for me, wearing a black suit. It's going to be a... It's going to be a good night. So that's on the 25th of June. Now, the Wednesday before that, I'm doing a show at the DC Improv in the lounge. That's right. And then the next night, Thursday night, see, I'm starting from the other way. I know that was so confusing. So then Thursday, I'm doing the podcast at the Kennedy Center. There's a smaller room, not the big room, but there's a smaller theater in there, and I'm doing my podcast there. And Chris Burden will be going with me. Good old Chris Burden. And then I haven't got a guest yet, but we'll get one. It's going to be fun. The band's going to play at the lounge and the Kennedy Center. So anyway, did you follow that? Saturday's the 25th. It's fun. It's like a little puzzle. Saturday's the 25th. And he said he'd be at the Improv the Wednesday before, and then at Kennedy Center the Thursday before. Did you understand what I was saying, Nick?
Yeah.
It makes sense? Gotta go to Lucy's on Pico. Gotta go to Lucy's on Pico. Gotta go to Lucy's on Pico. They'll do your auto body work, but they'll also do mechanical stuff. Anyway, so let's, I think we have everything. Yeah, so I'm excited about that. Oh, Vermont Comedy Club. I'm coming there, too, like the 14th, 15th, and 16th of July. And I've only heard really great things about this club. Like, everyone's like, Todd, you're going to love the Vermont Comedy Club. Seriously. One guy liked it so much he punched me in the face. Hamburger! Can I tell you something? I better start the show. Okay, look, I like to over-explain things. So I don't like to do, you know, I've talked about this a lot because then it'll remind me. I don't want to do, try to get out what I talk about, you know, talk about social issues or light politics before I do the regular show. I realized it wasn't working, so I basically stopped it. I don't mind if an hour and a half into the show we stumble upon a social issue and we talk about it for 15 minutes. That I'm all right with. But that's the most I want it to be. And then I'm going to start doing shows with Eric. We're going to start doing once a month, consistently, where me and Eric sit down and just talk about stuff. We won't be in a hurry. We'll just be able to chew it up. Maybe have like Paul F. Tompkins sit in. We're a show where that's all we do. We just talk about some issues, stuff that's bothering me, because I have some new ones. They're building up. You want to know one of them, Nick? By the way, to George Collin, so far two times in a row. The first time I knew he was going to do it because I wanted him to. The last two times he gets me, both times I'm staring right at him. Well, that's his normal way, so I'm used to it. You know, it's when somebody like always looks comatose and then they break into a snore, you're like, oh, I thought they were sleeping and not snoring. I thought they were sleeping by just the look of their eyes are completely shut almost. But by the way, this works both ways. But when somebody is voting for somebody, like, well, basically, and I know some of my listeners are voting for Trump, and I get it. I had it happen today with a friend on the phone. He told me. And, oh, I'm so tempted to talk about it right now. I'm going to pause this and discuss whether I should take a deep breath. Save it for the Eric podcast. And by the way, he's going to be back out here in L.A. And I'm very excited. I'm very excited because we're going to do fun things. Basically with the podcast, like help me take it to the next level, do some different things. But anyway, that's that. The Vermont Comedy Club. What do you know, huh? So, all right. So that's that. Oh, I saw the rough cut at Jash today. By the way, nice offices. I mean, perfect. There's like six dogs there. They were all chill, just having a good time. Jesus Christ. One dog, I walked in the front door. He came, walked to me, walked calmly, leaned up against me. And then when I sat down, he got up, he found my sweet spot. And he was like medium size. And I was like, oh, holy shit, this is the type of dog I like, that it wants to befriend you. But it's not overly crazy, overly wild, but it calmly wants to be near you, leaning against you. If I could only meet a girl like that. Hey-o! 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 Ho! Ho! Hey-o! Hey! Hey-o!
Lots of laughs, lots of fun.
You're listening to the opening of the Todd Glass Show. This is the part of the show where I do into the phone. It's not even in our studio yet. You think this is good? If you're a first-time listener, you're going to shit in your pants when we get into that goddamn studio. This is the opening. I do it into the phone. You're going to love it. It's the Todd Glass Show. Right after Marc Maron, you're going to like the way you feel. We produced this opening. So that's that. Right? What was I talking about?
I think you just went to the show.
Yeah, okay. So today's show is, we'll throw to it. I thought everything I did was necessary in the opening. Today's show, our guest is Alan Strickland Williams, and he was... He was great. He was great. And then Casey... wanted to make sure I got his name right. Casey Lai. And he joined in on some... Casey's a comedian as well. In case you didn't know, I don't know what you know, and he joined in with a lot of bits. But Alan Strickland Williams was pure joy. He's just easy to be around, and I love him in the show. I'm at my most relaxed. He was really fun to be around. I didn't like something he said about my mom. Heyo! If this opening is funny, it could be as long as it wants. If you were getting a massage, see, because that's the way, Nick, you look like, oh, wrap it up. But what if you were getting a massage and the person goes, I'll give you an extra 10 minutes. Would you go, no. Because you're enjoying the massage. You would like it. This is a massage to people. That motherfucker just fell asleep while I was yelling at him. By the way, to George Carlin, it is Nick Lipa. He's, I like, you know, you have to paint a picture. All right, so I guess I'll throw to the show in the studio now. You're great. I have this thing. I don't care how old you are. There's somebody who could be listening to the show. They're 13. Somebody else could be 90. Why not? Telling people you love them, it's free, and it feels good. Right? Do I? Yeah. I always say it. If someone's listening to this show at this point, there has to be a mutual affection for each other. Right? Even if you haven't met the person. So yeah, I love you.
I love you. I love you.
Say it like you mean it. This motherfucker just fell asleep during my love you speech. This Nick Lipa guy. Listen, if you listen closely, you can hear him. You gotta listen close. Listen real close. Listen real close. No, listen. You gotta listen real close. Listen really close. You gotta listen. Okay, listen real close. Listen real close. Just you gotta really shut up. You gotta turn off all the noise where you're at. Can you hear it? You hear it? Can I tell you something, everybody? You're going to like today's show. This is just the opening. Are you a first-time listener? Somebody sent you to listen to the show already? You're like, come on, what the fuck is this? To George Carlin, that's our safe word. This is just a cold opening. This is me and my phone. We did the show at a studio like 2 days ago in this barn, if you're a first-time listener. This is just me on my phone throwing to that. Maybe I forget to plug a date. Maybe I just want to say hello. And I love you too. Seriously. Seriously. I know this might seem a little gross, but if you don't tell anybody, we could make out. Just don't tell anybody. Seriously. Nick, I gotta ask you a question. Seriously, you look at me like I'm sick right now. This motherfucker fell asleep while I was asking him. All right, Aristotle, edit out the part about me making out with people. Sometimes good to... No, I don't edit it out. It's silly. What, I can't be silly? Oh, the silly police are out. They ride with the PC police. There's the silly police. There's the PC police. There's the you can't have fun anymore police. You ever see the you can't have fun anymore police car? This fucker just fell asleep. Can I tell you the only word that I hate and put when I hear it later? It's unnecessary. I don't mind fucker and motherfucker when I'm doing it, but fucker's just fine. I know what I'm doing. Someone's like, how does he know that? This fucking Todd Glass. It's just too crass. But only when I hear it later. When I'm saying it, it does flow. So what? I'll take it out. I'll just say fuckers from now on. And I'll keep that at bay as well. Well, anybody, buddy, body, body, enjoy the show. Alan Strickland Williams. And Shut up. I told... Are you interrupting? This fucker. Well, I was telling him... He was cueing me to not forget Casey Lai. I know. And Casey Lai. I hope I said his name right. It was a good energy. He was a great energy. Enjoy the show, everybody. I'm enrolling into a hospital tomorrow. I just want you to know, I know the opening's too long. Seriously, I'm going to the hospital right now. Nick, start the car. Take me to the hospital. No. Oh, I hate my laugh. I don't hate it. San Antonio said I love my laugh, but that was to George Carlin genuine. Great timing. Wow.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
Wow.
Wow.
Is that Sean sending that music?
Yeah, Sean.
Sean. Can you fucking believe it? It's nice music. Our guest.
You doing all right?
Alan Strickland Williams is here.
That's me.
Are you fucking talking about me? That's me.
There I am.
We have it. We have it. Casey Lai is a friend of his, but Casey Lai is a comic.
Absolutely.
I like when there's comics in the room, not only when they're doing the show, when they're hanging out, because it's like, you know, comics. They know what's funny.
We like to laugh.
Some people say Casey Lee, but it's Casey Lai.
Yep.
He grabbed me by the shirt before the show. Because you get my fucking name right. So Casey's hanging out today, Casey Lai, and then Aristotle's here as normal. Hi, Aristotle.
Hello.
And then, what is that? Mute Valley Sounds. And then KC is here, and my friend JJ's hanging out. Start that music over again. I don't like when the words come in. Oh, only for this bit. Oh, now it sounds like an insult to the person. Just because I needed instrumental music and the words don't come in for a while. And that's your fault.
No, that's...
Not your fault.
Yeah.
But I love everybody listening. You know, I'm decided to go the other extreme. I always think, oh, is that everybody who doesn't need some love?
Absolutely. That's by the way, what we're all looking for.
Right? Everyone. I got an email from a 16-year-old kid.
Okay.
Yesterday. He goes, don't use my name, but you know who you are because you're the only 16-year-old that sent me an email like within a year.
Uh-huh.
So you know who you are. I'm not going to give the letters of your name, but that was the nicest email.
Are there any numbers? Any numbers in them?
I almost gave it by accident. But you know who you are. You listen to the show. You're 16. You sent a nice email. You said, I probably won't even read it. I did. Let me tell you something. I don't throw this around lightly, but I could tell from your email, you'll do great things.
Well, that's
you were
nice
very well-spoken and very kind and just very, to be 16 and like, it reminds me of me. No, I'm just kidding. Like, that takes away the compliment. He was like me when I was 16. You know who you are. I want to say his name so bad because I want to, like, that's
just
who.
Just say it.
No, I can't. He asked. No.
Just say it.
I like you just the way you are. That's what Mr. Rogers used to say.
John,
people need to hear
16.
That. I like you just the way you are.
It's important to hear that.
This is also important. But I do. It's not bullshit. I love you just the way you are. You're fucking awesome.
Alive, it's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside. And when you wake up, ready to say.
I really love Mr. Rogers. I love Mr. Rogers.
He's the best.
So much.
It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know you're alive. It's such a good feeling to know you're in tune. It's such a happy
Aristotle, don't
feeling.
Do that.
You find you're in bloom.
Aristotle.
And when you wake up ready to
Aristotle,
say,
don't do that.
I think I'll grow.
How is he doing two?
I don't know.
It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know
play it over.
You're alive.
Play it over and see who can sing along to it the best. We don't know it by heart, but let's see if we're trying. Here we go.
Hey, everybody. Oh, the weather outside.
It's such a... See how who can...
It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling you're growing inside. When you wake up ready to say,
I don't hear you.
I'm going to make this today.
I'm going to grow 12 inches today.
Good feeling, a very good feeling. The feeling you know you're alive. It's such a good feeling.
You know what? Now that we feel great, harder. Let's bring... Why don't we bring our guest in, like, right?
Okay.
We ready?
I'm ready.
You ready to bring him in? Bring it to the house. The old one. We'll get to the new one.
Alan Strickland Williams. He's back on the Todd Glass Show again.
I'm back, baby!
Alan Strickland Williams.
God damn it!
Front how many jokes he has.
I'm gonna make it big.
Hey, how you doing?
Strickland Williams. Well,
no.
He's back tonight with Todd Glass.
Not big enough.
Here on Todd
not big
look
enough.
At me. Look at me.
Show.
Let's. We gotta go big.
Go big.
We gotta go big. Let's go big.
All right.
Come on. There we go.
Oh, there it is.
JJ, you are the best. And let me tell you something else. Casey, you're the best too, because Casey took that in. He turned around. He was like, shut the fuck up. And then he helped with the mic too, which was a good call. You never want to get involved. You think, should I touch? You were right to go over and help him with that mic. Let's fix that a little bit, that mic. Let's make it like you like it, JJ, and keep it like that. JJ, you played, man.
That was a
thank
That's
you.
That's actually my favorite song.
Thank you.
Is it? I feel like we want to... I feel like we should do it again. Can you go back through there again and we can play it again? Now, people sitting at home, you have to understand, when JJ comes out, I explain everything. He comes out, there's a back door, he comes through it, and there's a red curtain, and there's one spotlight, a crystal spotlight on him. Boom! And if we're going to bring Alan Strickland Williams in, I think we can go bigger. I think we can go bigger. I think I have one more thing that's bigger. Now, listening audience, I get it. It's a visual thing. I always talk you through it. You're going to hear the song. Everybody's in the studio. We got a candle lit.
It's great. It looks great, and it sounds great in person. So just trust that.
Trust us, and love it at home the way we're loving it here. Now, I do have one other bell. I like to pull out all the bells and whistles. I'm excited you're here. We had one other.
Can you put those away?
Put what away?
The bells and whistles.
The bells. You're done. everything. I start turning off knobs. You hear the but I love that you're here. I'm relaxed when you're here. I did try one other time to get you on the show, and then so we had like you had something going on. I'm
something
like,
was going on, yeah.
But I'm like the other day, we're like, I mentioned you on the show last week. I go, we got to get Alan Strickland Williams back.
I love coming on here. It's
and
my favorite podcast.
And so let's try it again. And then at home, you're like, that's right. Lower your lights. Now look at this.
Yeah. So act it out as much, if you have a trumpet.
Yep. So this is going to go off. You notice how I said to you guys, when I knew he was going to shoot out through that trumpet. Now, when he went to the bathroom, JJ, the first time, did you wonder, why is he leaving?
Oh, no, I did.
Did you?
I did notice that he was leaving.
I thought Casey noticed. Like,
well, I was like, can I get up and smoke, too?
Right. We take a million breaks. That's a good answer. That's a good question I forgot to answer. Yes, we do take a lot of breaks, so there'll be plenty of smoking breaks. You won't have to worry. You smoke cigarettes or pot?
Yes.
Cigarettes, okay. So, yeah, there will be breaks. But, yeah, you're right. That's very intuitive of you, because the answer to that is no.
Because I should have known.
But I always say, no, they'll just think you're going to the bathroom. So I always tell them, sit next to me.
Yeah.
And then when it's time to play the trumpet, because then he has to go outside the barn, come in the other door. So
What we're in? We're in a barn?
Well, it's an old carriage house.
It's so nice.
That was turned into a garage probably years ago. And then, you know, so here we go. You ready? Let's bring in Alan Strickland Williams.
Second intro?
There's a new one, too. Through the house. Here we go.
I need so many intros.
Alan Strickland Williams.
Love love that guy.
He's back on the Todd Glass Show again.
Can't get enough of him.
Alan Strickland Williams. He'll tell you up front how many jokes he has. I wonder how his one-liners would sound if Rodney Dangerfield were still around. Alan Strickland Williams. Well, he's back tonight with Todd Glass. He's here on Todd Glass. He's on the Todd Glass Show.
Come on, JJ, let's do it upright.
Oh, boy.
No, to George Carlin.
We're all standing up.
You know why I gave him a standing ovation? Because when that's you go perfect. To see a live show, if you saw him playing trumpet, you'd be like, what the fuck, right?
Yeah.
So I thought, you know, that's right. We show the same respect in here, right?
Absolutely.
Wow.
That was a performance. That was a live performance.
Hey, Michael, we all used your towel warmer inside the house before we came into the studio.
So nice.
Yeah, we it really made us relax and take it easy. Wow, I don't even know where to start
now. Thank you for that. Thank you for those intros.
Well, there's more.
Good.
Of course, there's a new one. That was the old one.
Good, because guess what?
What?
I wasn't thankful. I said it out of obligation.
So you thought, well, I don't get a new one?
I don't
one.
Get any new stuff, so I guess I'll say thanks now. Because I'm polite.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. But I don't. Am I? Is it just hot in here or am I revving high? is it
I
hot
actually
in here?
Don't know. I'm not hot. I don't think I'm hot. But so I'm definitely high.
Are people jealous that we're drinking round ice cubes in cool glasses?
That's so nice.
Jack. Like we're having Jack. I guess it's no big deal. Hold on. Shh. Listen up closely, everybody. You know how some shows they have an introduce a character, he comes in, like they have a.
Oh,
we don't even give a shit on this show.
About that,
oh,
no.
I went over and answered the door. It doesn't even
matter. No,
we don't
not.
Even give a shit. Yeah. No, we're not like, let's go over and answer the door because we're so nervous that we have to introduce a new character.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't give a shit. It doesn't even matter.
It doesn't matter.
I don't care. It doesn't even matter to me.
Oh,
who's at the door? Oh, why don't we all run over?
I know who's at the door. Someone who belongs fucking outside.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I'm going to go nice and slow, Alan Strickland Williams. That fan outside is so loud. So's your ice cube. You drank your drink already.
I know. I was. I
Does that mean?
Oh,
you really? You know, you drink it like a guy with a problem. Not like because you're like, oh, Jesus
yeah,
Christ.
There's only one.
Hey. I shouldn't say a problem. You drink it like you like to enjoy it.
Yeah. Oh, I do.
And now I want to get you more.
Then that's why I drink.
Should I take? How about if we hold on? Do this, everybody. Let's just seriously take a deep breath.
Okay.
Wow,
that was really nice. I'm glad we did that.
Take one more breath. So everybody, I'm going nice and slow this week. No more. No, look, I might once in a while. There's one sort of serious thing that I wanted to talk about, but I'll do it in the middle of the show.
Okay.
I'm not opening up anymore. It's too much pressure. I don't want to say it in case I go back on it, but I used to try to talk about some issues that I wanted to talk about, but I was rushed, and it was like I stopped doing it. I started thinking about stop doing it, and then I would do it, and then last week If an hour into the show I stumble upon something or purposely want to talk about something, yeah.
You sure?
But I don't want to do it up front because I wasn't doing any show justice. The serious part of it was I was rushing. The silly part, I was because of that I wanted to just, you know, oh, okay, well we'll hurry. Let me get this one thing out. No. I'm just going to do a separate show like I used to do a long time ago.
Well, I remember when I first got into comedy a guy above me came down and he said, you know, in comedy it's good to open with a joke, and so I think it's going to be silly.
Yeah, you're fine. I felt like you felt like you just, you know, you felt like you could tell you're like, hey, I don't know what the hell that I don't know how much contribution that was to the whole thing.
Yeah,
but
know.
I thought it was great.
I think. Well, I mean, it's just it's no comedy saying, I guess. Just
well, with the podcast, I guess you. No, it isn't. Sorry, and I just blew smoke right in your face. As I went, no, it isn't. I blew smoke right in his face, not on purpose. I think for me, it's just when I'll build up like five or six serious things I want to talk about.
Yeah.
I'll just do an hour and drop it on a Monday.
Mm.
Bill Burr is so mad at me.
Really?
No, I just say that anytime. I like to create.
He's really happy with me right now.
Why? What happened?
Did
something happen?
I sent him my shit. He was begging me to see. He was begging to see all my clips. And we call them clips. And I emailed them to him.
Is this true?
This is... no.
Oh.
By the way, who just can't lie.
Can I tell you something?
Can't lie.
Thank you for being... No, you shouldn't lie. You shouldn't lie.
Is that
because,
true?
Well, I have. That's why I have to George Carlin. It's not more or less to stop bits, but it's to... If someone fools you, they fool you.
Well, because that's not really a bit. That's not really a bit.
No, but it was you could have said, if we didn't have to, like, I was 1 second away from to George Carlin, you, whatever you call that. But anyway, let me stay organized. That's good. Always good for comedy. Organization. I'm kidding. It's the worst. That's what I'm basically doing. Let's not anything form free.
Let nothing fall down.
Let nothing.
Nothing slips on a peel of any,
no,
any fruit.
Well,
nothing's going to.
I'm going to
deliver. Tom Martin way.
Well, that, by the way, yeah, that's true. Aristotle said the Tom Martin, because Tom Martin says your comedy should be delivered evenly. Nothing too crazy. Well, we know this is true. We are the
Todd Glass Show, voted number one by the Podcasters Association of America.
All right, that's true.
Congratulations.
That is true.
That's great.
I can't just make that up. All right, so listen, I want to be so proud of this show. We're going to just do it nice and fucking right. I do have one thing that I have to play. Do you think this helps? I this might be just too cruder than it is necessary, but I wanted to send a good message out to people. It's like a PSA, I guess. But it might be... I'm serious. It might be...
Tall and tan and young and lovely, the girl with emphysema goes walking and...
That's not fresh.
The girl with emphysema goes coughing.
Choosing the smoke affects everyone, not just you.
Quit smoking, asshole.
Is this for me?
No. Why? Do you smoke cigarettes?
Yeah.
Can I tell you? I'm not going to play it anymore.
I quit for 3 months. I came back. It actually was work. I was like,
you'll be
fine. I do need to stop smoking. Though.
You'll be fine. I want to be gentle. I want to be the guru that lets you have a few little secrets, little tricks. Not a guru, but like a life coach or health person. And I started to smoke. Is that all right? And I want to be like, you're all right.
You're
I charge
fine.
Extra, but I tell smokers that they're going to be okay. The guy, here's the deal. This guy's the best trainer in the world. And if you pay him an extra $100 a month,
he'll tell you everything you do. It's okay.
Like when he'll be like, you'll go to him, you'll be like, I know, but I'm smoking. And if you don't pay the extra $100, it'll be like, well, then you're doing nothing for your body.
But so I don't hike. And
tell me, I'll be your trainer. You pay the extra amount.
People. I've given you $25 American.
Hold on 1 second. Let's move away from the mics.
Oh,
act
sorry.
Like this is a, no, me too. Like for the bit.
Oh, okay.
So we're going to act like you're the guy. I'm the trainer. I'm the one that'll tell you whatever you want to know. Mm-hmm. And you're my client. That has paid that extra $100 fee, and it's just like maybe it's caught like us at the gym just happen to overhear a conversation.
Sure.
It always sounds better like this.
All right,
so what you said you cheated over the weekend or something?
Yeah, well, first off, I did cheat on my diet, and I had
on your diet. It's not the biggest deal in the world if you don't go crazy.
Right. I went to I ate a cigarette.
Hold on. Let me. I want to stay in character. I didn't want to blow it. I was going to be so proud of myself. You ate
out.
A cigarette. Okay.
So anyway,
by the way, when you listen to this, you're going to be like, Todd's right. You move away from the mic.
Way.
Everybody can make pretend. But what if someone overheard us at the gym? I'm your trainer. I'm obviously your trainer because I wear a trainer outfit. If I was going to train people, I'd like, you know, I'd have the whistle. I'd have a clipboard. I'd do the whole thing. I make people feel like they're getting their money's worth. And you're goddamn right. I'd have an Adidas jacket with the word trainer embroidered on the back. I'm going to make everybody jealous around you. They'll be like, that guy's got the good trainer. I may have having a second guy next to me taking notes.
About your...
I get a day laborer, give him $5 an hour, tell him he's just got to wear this footlocker-like outfit hold this clipboard and look like I have a second guy. It's a corporation, basically. Okay, so here's what people hear. You come to me. You start out like you were perfect with the food, and then you go to whatever. Mm. Well, do whatever you want to do.
Well, you said you had a few cheats over the weekend. What?
Yeah, I cheated on my diet at the restaurant.
What?
Like what type of cheat?
Well, we went out and I ordered a cigarette, and I ate.
Yeah, how many cigarettes did you have?
I ate two cigarettes, and one was lit.
Well, that's not. It's not going to kill you.
Is that okay?
I'm not going to lie to you. I have to be honest with you. I'm your trainer. It's not okay, the best thing in the world, but it's not the worst thing in the world either.
But
it's not the worst thing in the world.
I mean,
by the way, what would be if this dumb fuck says that? Oh, he's getting paid. That's why it's funny. So yeah, you're fine. It's not the worst thing in the world.
Okay. Okay. Thanks.
Is there anything else, or was that?
Yeah, I cheated on my wife.
Oh no, that's fine.
Yeah.
I'm talking, what you don't want to do is have carbs you don't need. You do not, if you cheat on your wife, that's more of a thing that happens, I think. Look, things are hard.
I had dessert after breakfast.
Oh, yeah. You're good. You sound good. I thought you made me nervous when you said you cheated, because I thought it was going to be a lot bigger than that.
Sometimes I like to take a hammer and just bash it into my forehead. Is that good, or is that...
Okay, I'm going to stop the bit. This, what you want, is an extra $500. It's the fee of the normal fee, but it's extra $350 for this type of shit. Okay. Do you want to pay the extra? Because then you'd overhear a conversation like this. This guy, for an extra $350, he'll tell you. Okay? He will lie to you. Here we go. They're overhearing a conversation. By the way, remember what I said about funny now? Is it funny now? Yes. And it's people listening right now are enjoying it. They get it. This guy lies for you. You give him a little bit of extra money. What if you pay $75 a week and you tell him you ate a cigarette? He says, get the fuck out of here. You know, he's not going to make excuses for you.
I got $100.
Yeah. Maybe you pay. It's worth it.
It's worth it.
By the way, have you ever had a trainer?
No, never. I've always been my own.
I did it maybe 7 times.
Yeah.
And can I tell you the truth?
You've been one, or you got one?
I was training people. No. I had my manager bought me some trainer sessions.
Mm-hmm.
I've never admitted this to George Carlin. And I did. I went 6 times.
Mm-hmm.
But the truth of the matter is I keep saying, oh, I have a trainer once a week. I tell everyone. Like if I talk to someone casually, because I did it 7 times.
Uh-huh.
And what he did a lot was, did I tell you that my manager bought me like some sessions?
Yeah.
My manager bought them for me.
I heard about that. Yeah, that's nice.
What?
Congrats.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's great.
You guys are overreacting.
That's cool.
Oh. Just because my manager, it's not even a big deal. It's so embarrassing. No, I have a guest. It's weird. You're making a big... You think it's a big deal? All I said was I had a trainer.
I think that's probably a pretty big deal, actually.
Really?
Yeah, it sounds like...
You think I'm bragging?
I think you're really kind of showing...
You think that's braggadocious?
I think it's very braggadocious, because you know so many people don't have trainers.
Oh, my God, Alan Strickland.
I don't have one.
He makes me say his whole name.
Yeah.
No, I don't look at it that way. Like, it's like a housekeeper. That's not a big deal. I have a housekeeper, but everybody, you know. KC's joining in. And he's not even, I don't think he's really giving me the better. It's a little much. I think he's just saying it because those guys are saying it. I don't think he really.
Well, but why are they saying it? You know, I don't know.
He's behind him and clean up all his messes.
Wow.
You guys.
Do his laundry and everything.
So is this the podcast now? You just brag about all the things you have?
How hard could I make it for you guys to go? So listen, so I was eating dirt the other night.
Oh, wow. Wow. Eating dirt, huh? Wow. Must be nice. You know, in Africa, they've got starving children that can't eat their own dirt because it's all wet. It's all muddy.
Oh, your dirt's
round. Yeah, but you eat your dirt. Yeah, it's probably salted. It's probably salted the earth.
Let's introduce Mr. Alan Strickland Williams with his new, you know, let's do it right. Here we go. You ready?
Alan Strickland Williams. Welcome to the show.
Here we go.
Sounds great.
Alan Strickland Williams. Welcome to the show.
I love that one.
Wow.
That's a great intro.
I like to hear JJ on that. Hey, you know, I used to do a little bit, you could play the trumpet with your mouth a little bit. You ever see people do that? Like, you're like...
Hey.
That's incredible.
Is that good? No, seriously. I feel like it's not good.
No, that sounded like a real trumpet.
I can only do two. I can only do four things in the trumpet. I can do the presidential theme.
That sounds right on, Todd.
No, seriously. Yeah. I feel like you're just saying it because you heard I've been in. I was in a bad mood lately.
Oh, wow. Someone's in a bad mood.
How's that bragging?
Oh.
How's that bragging?
I have a lot of different. I have so many bad moods. I know if I'm in a good mood or a bad mood. What a joke. I mean, wow, your mood.
I'm in the best mood right now. Who would?
Oh, wow. You're in a great mood. Oh, you turned it around. Good for you, Todd.
I'm loving this.
Oh, great. You're loving this. Oh, wow. Of course you are. You would.
Oh, my God. I'm having so much fun. Because I thought you were going to do it again.
Oh, you thought I was going to do it again.
You know, you ever have so much fun, you think you look like an idiot?
Oh, absolutely.
I guess that's a good thing, right? Because that's how I just felt. Because I was giggling so hard at you guys nonstop doing that. I was like thinking, oh, do I look like a giggling idiot? Which was the name.
Oh, I think I can look like a giggling idiot.
You guys didn't back him.
Yeah,
we did that work. Oh, that doesn't really work.
Oh. What was that? You cursing your act?
Fuck no. Yes, I do.
You do?
Yeah.
Perhaps one of the most interesting words in the English language today is the word fuck.
That's right.
Out of all of the English words
this is true.
That begin with the letter F, fuck is the only word that is referred to as the F word. It's the one magical word.
How do I know to stop that? So
that's
see, because I'm not one of those shows. Oh, we'll play the whole thing.
No.
It's enough.
No.
We get the joke.
That's funny too. Yeah. The F word.
That guy has a great voice.
He does. Yeah. Let's hear it.
Perhaps one of the most interesting words in the English language today.
I don't care to hear it.
Yeah.
I'm not. It's not worth waiting for.
Perhaps the most. It's totally off.
I got to talk to you right now.
What's going on?
I think you'll be good at this.
I can't do it.
Okay, you know, like people. This whole bit's motivated on, you know, like when you see a like you know the like those cheesy inspirational posters.
Absolutely.
Does that ever get anybody out of the dumps? Like someone that's and I try to make this bit. Look, I don't want it to be morbid. So you're just like, man, life's been rough, and I was hitting a time. The worst you want to do is go, man, I was starting to think like I was not. Just you don't want to say, oh, and go into the details of, you know, because then it becomes a sad bit. You're
right.
Just bouncing around the outskirts.
Hey,
of
I was kind of in a funk.
And
or
then you
like that.
Saw this poster that said, you know, keep on trucking.
Yeah.
You know, so do those things ever, that's the joke. Do those things ever, like the other one I used, which I'm telling you now I use it, so I can't use it when we do it
sure.
in a second because it's not fair, but like, and things were rough, and I was at a low point in my life, and then I saw the thing. It said, the smiley face.
Yeah.
And it was like, or the cat.
Hang in there.
Cat, hang in there, baby.
Yeah.
And I thought, I am going to hang in there, baby. What do you do? I'm already bored of this bit because I can't think of a new one now that I gave away the old ones. I thought it was a great bit where we could go around the room and keep thinking of these obscure things.
Did you have a situation in your life where there was one time in my life.
Oh, I'm sorry. Where a poster or something really did get you out of the funk?
Absolutely.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I didn't know that. I'm sorry. I didn't know.
No. I'm sorry.
It
was fine. I was making fun of it.
And if it helped you get out of a funk.
Can you mind telling? I mean, like, I don't want to get too into, like, details or anything, but, I was in kind of, like, a just sort of a rough spot, a little rough patch. And I remember I was, in a hotel lobby, and I saw a poster, and it said it was a basketball going through a hoop, and it said you miss 100% of the shots you don't take, and that just changed everything. That changed everything, and then I got out of the rough patch, and I started making and then I started dunking a lot.
Because it does remind me. I mean.
Oh, really?
Well,
oh, really?
I had a situation where something I saw.
I wasn't trying to make fun
No, you're cool. You're cool. I don't even care. It's like I'm so... But I was... I don't want to get too...
No.
Fuck. JJ knows about this, so...
Oh, really? Is that
true?
Yeah.
But I was...
You don't have to... I don't even want it to be like a thing like...
No, I'll tell you. This guy's going to tell you. Thank you. I'll tell you. He makes sure very quick of that. I'm going to act like I'm not going to tell you, but I'm going to tell you.
Tell me.
Well, no, because...
You don't have to.
I was... I thought about it. The thing nobody wants to think about, and I know what we know we're all talking about. Life was... And then you see something that just makes you laugh, and I saw a bumper sticker that said, I break for flea markets. And it made me laugh.
That is funny.
It is right. Yeah. I played just it. Well, made me smile. By the way, can I tell you something? To George Carlin, I love analyzing that bumper sticker. I break for flea markets or anyone like it. What is it supposed to do? Let's start by defending. Okay, no, it's not supposed to be the funniest thing in the world.
It's supposed to be a cute little smile. It's supposed to be cutesy, yeah.
That's where I go in. So I get it. That's supposed to make someone crack up for an hour and a half. It's not. Just make someone smile. Who does it make even fucking smile? Who goes, oh, I break? Who likes it? Who's enjoying it? But by the way, I'm wrong. My question is not sarcastically who likes it, because people do. They sell those bumper stickers, you know, at the car wash. People buy them. They don't make them because nobody buys them.
No, it's for people who legitimately break for flea markets and they think it's cute.
They think it's funny because they're the type that would like... Can I ask you a question?
We're crazy.
Can I ask you a question? Maybe it's too much. So could you try to be the person in the car that sees it? Like, you know, maybe you don't overreact, but like, you know, like you see the bumper sticker. You've never seen it before.
Absolutely.
You love flea markets. Yeah. You see it and it says, I break for flea markets. You're in the car with your significant other. Maybe we overhear you talk. What does it do for you? Try not to do a parody. Like, who is this pleasing? By the way, I'm seriously wanting to know what happens the first time. I don't get it. I enjoy it. Guess what? Some people don't like my comedy. That doesn't mean it shouldn't exist. So I'm not saying these bumper stickers shouldn't exist, but I want to know, at the best, what's going on in the car the first time they read that bumper sticker.
Honey, you got to see this.
Move away a little. I want to really make pretend it's someone in the car, background noise.
Honey, can you put down...
Oh, his wife was sleeping and he woke up.
His wife was sleeping and he woke up.
Okay.
Honey, wake up.
Can I give you one direction?
Yeah.
Can you make it really hard to get her up?
Honey.
Because this makes it so much worse that you woke her up to see this bumper sticker.
Can she snore?
Oh, yeah, do it. You want me to? Yeah, okay, yeah. Can you, do you have any background ambient road noise? And you're waking her up.
And I'm driving. I've been driving for like three.
Okay, we got some road noise. And you're just driving down the street. I'm your wife. You want to wake her up, and you're going to do, you know, not a parody of it. At best, who's seeing this, and what's the rendition of them loving this bumper sticker? Do you want to stick with I Break for Flea Markets? That's the one they love?
I feel like it should be, it should be something like,
I don't get mad, I get even.
I don't get mad, I get even. Or maybe
who's
if it's
loving
like,
that? Who the fuck needs to read that?
Like, if you can read this,
you're too close.
If you can read this, it's whatever you want.
You want to let.
What do you think?
Well, you want to let Casey decide.
Casey,
it's fun to get
decide.
To decide.
What,
shit.
What should the bumper sticker be?
Don't. I'm a lady in the sheets of a bitch on the streets.
Something like that. Okay.
And also, Casey, do you have a Twitter? Hold off on the background ambient noise for a second. If someone's coming and hanging out in the show and they're giving good energy, by the time they leave, I like everyone to know their Twitter.
Oh.
All right.
What is it?
Casey W-Y-L-E-Y.
Great. Yeah, say it again.
Casey, C-A-S-E-Y-W, stands for Walker, Lye, L-E-Y.
All right. That's enough. That's enough.
Okay. K-C-W. C-A-S-E-Y. A lot of people confuse it with K-A-S-E-Y. Like a girl's
That part. Actually but makes a lot of sense.
K-C is with a C. It's a boy's name. Like Casey at the bat, W stands for Walker. My middle name, also the middle name of
right.
George
Walker.
Right, there we
Walker.
Go.
And then Lye. A lot of people pronounce it Lay or Lee.
All right, cool,
German
cool. All right, good to know. So here's what I was saying about basically. That's. I think we got
actually,
it.
Lye.
Actually, I kind of want to hear more about his Twitter.
What's the Twitter again? What is it again?
What is the account?
From the beginning.
It's C as in Casey, A as in at Twitter, S as in seriously, this is me, Casey, E as in everybody should pay attention to my Twitter, Y as in yes.
Your friend.
W. What's the W for? Oh, sorry.
W
were you talking
is
about
for
Casey?
Whatever, which seems is Alan Stoken Williams' long. Podcast.
Is he? Do you want me to tell him that?
L as in
he's let's plugging your
let
podcast
Casey
now.
Talk Casey. About himself some more.
I don't know. I don't feel comfortable enough to tell him.
Even
to
let him you would like yeah. my Twitter, Todd, and Y as in yes again. KCW-L-E-Y-L-I.
We don't need the ambient noise.
And is that,
noise yet.
Is that Facebook?
I
want to
save that ambient
that
noise.
Facebook
by the way, good ambient
Twitter.
Noise. I have
not
a question.
Facebook.
I have a question. Does it, and be honest, I don't want to start any trouble.
What's going on?
Is there like a feud now because JJ was able to find ambient road noise and you weren't? Are you like
wow.
mad? Like you staring across the room like, great, do I fucking try to make you look stupid when you're playing your trumpet? Do you have to be...
I've written a couple like threatening letters. And
well, where did you find your ambient road noise? How did you find it, JJ?
He had that recorded.
Yeah, that's original source recordings.
No, it isn't. You record ambient road noise. What, in case you're someone calls and you want to make them think you're in the car while you're laying in bed? I'm on my way there right now. He's play your ambient your road noise. Here's you laying in your bed. Here's you laying in your bed when the band calls you, whatever group you're playing for. You're like, no, I'm in the car. No, I'm not laying in bed. You are.
I swear I'm on the way.
I'm on the way.
I'm on the way.
No, I'm laying in bed. I'm laying in bed sleeping, sure. Do you hear the road noise, you dumb fuck? All right.
Traffic is so bad.
So how did you find the ambient road noise and what happened and you couldn't find it?
I was looking on the files we already had downloaded.
Oh, there you go. That answers. And you went to YouTube.
No, this is ambient noise
I
recorded.
Trick question. We were actually recording in a car the entire time.
Mute Valley Sound.
What was that? I didn't catch that.
Mute Valley Sound.
All right.
I can't hear it.
Mute Valley Sound.
Oh.
Mute Valley Sound.
Bum, bum, ba, bum.
Mute Valley Sound. Mute Valley Sound. Mute Valley Sound. Mute Valley Sound. Mute Valley Sound.
Yeah. All right, enough. It's fucking ridiculous.
Mute Valley Sound.
Come on, don't be stupid.
Really?
Well, just...
Mute Valley Sound.
Because I like it.
So let's go back to the bit. So you're... By the way, I'm so proud of this show. It's silly, it's all over the place, but yet, just when someone might lose faith, we're back to the bit where you're driving in the car. We've decided, well, actually...
Casey decided
that it's going to be the... what was it?
I like that.
Okay.
Because this is something that's
Lady
like,
in the sheets, bitch in the streets.
Because it reminds him of her.
But in a good way.
In a great way.
In a good way. Okay, so can we have some ambient background road noise, please? JJ, so professional. Hey, by the way, this just in. Pause the road noise for a second. I got a text from Nick as he was leaving. He goes, I just saw JJ driving into the house. He's playing the trumpet while he's driving. Is this true?
Is that true?
Oh, he said he made it sound. Do you ever play it while you're driving down the street?
I'll do mouthpiece stuff.
Okay, well, that's all right. Well, he made it sound like he goes, I saw him playing the... All right, that's not necessary. What type of show do you think I have? A duck show? All
right, yeah,
so
right.
We're going to move aside from the mic.
Oh, we've got a duck show.
Ooh, quack, quack. Wow,
hey, quack, quack, hey, quack, quack.
You're paying all your bills.
He pays his bills in bread.
Yeah, crumbs.
I'm obsessed with these guys now.
The American dream starts with me. Girls are flashing in my Cadillac. Booty dancing on my lap. Sipping champagne, chasing Tennessee. Possibly this could mean the life for me. With a platinum smile.
Bum shaker, heartbreaker. So be a baby, so be my baby maker. Money maker, heartbreaker. So be a baby, so be my rum shaker.
money train. Gold diggers all aboard. Come on, fellas.
All right, JJ, you don't have to show off. What I wanted to say, that's a...
Suburban Legends.
Suburban Legends. I know that's I that was an old... That's something from their older album, but I liked it too. Now I'm obsessed with listening to them all the time. I'm going to Disneyland next week to see them. So listen, so you're driving in the car. By the way, they play there, and they're good. This is a long story. But you're in the car.
I'm in the car.
And then you some road noise, please. And then you're waking her up to see that bumper sticker. Whatever rendition you want to have happen. But this is the guy. This is their market, is basically the gist of this. This is their market. This is who buys them.
Huh? Oh. Mm. Honey. Hey, honey. Honey. Honey, wake up. Honey. Honey. Honey, I'm poking you in the... Honey, wake up. Honey. Honey, come on. I told you... Wait. No, wait. You have to... Honey, you gotta see this. No, no. You... Hey. Hey, Cheryl. Hey. Hey, Sherry baby. It's your husband. It's Donald. What? It's Donald what? Honey.
Oh, my God.
Honey.
What?
You have to see this bumper
sticker. Oh, my God. I was in this deep sleep. What were you yelling at me for?
You have to see this bumper sticker. It reminds me of you.
Oh, my God. I was so... I was sleeping and I thought...
I was thinking
about
you.
What bumper sticker?
Look right in front of us. Right there. Read that.
I can't read it. Let me get my glasses. You read
it. I have them. No, I have them.
Well, what's it say?
There they something... are. Put them on. Put them on. Read it.
No, you read it.
You can read it.
I forget what it was.
You can read it. I can...
Read it to me.
You want me to read...
Please, what does it say? You were cracking up. All I heard was you laughing. What was it?
It's what we used to read all the time.
What's it say?
It says...
On the bumper sticker.
It says on the bumper sticker, honey... It says...
Do you not know either?
I know exactly what it says.
What's it say?
It says...
To George Carlin, do you forget?
I know what it says.
You do know what it says? Okay, back
honey,
to the bit.
Honey,
I want to... Okay, honey, what does it say?
Look at that. It says...
What were you laughing
honey,
at?
Honey, I was laughing. Look at what it says. It says, lady in the lady in the sheets... Bitch on the streets.
That is funny.
And that's what
I started to think you were crazy. That's really cute. That's really
I
mean it's not it just made me smile to think about
it.
Okay,
you.
Right. Does that sound crazy what we were just doing? That shouldn't sound crazy. Somebody we didn't say someone's like, that's the best thing in the entire world. But they're not selling it unless it makes someone smile. Now you might think whatever makes anybody smile, who cares? If that gives someone a little flicker in their day, a little, look at that, I break for flea markets. I'm a this in the bed, but I'm that out there. And that brings them just a little flicker of happiness. What am I interrupting it for? So I'm going to stop.
Because it's stupid.
No, that's what I thought. Just... You want to hear stupid when we talk about stupid?
Also, why would you put a bumper sticker on a car?
Well,
is that the bigger question?
You know why people do that? Because it makes it look better. No, they go, I got to put a bumper sticker on my car. Now that's
now
a little
it looks really nice.
Sure, let me just get it right on there.
Right where it doesn't belong.
No, because someone's behind that person going, you know what?
I wonder what they think.
Am I barking it? Am I complaining about the wrong person? Because the part of me goes, if somebody... But see, I don't think bumper stickers always are a waste. I'll tell you why I changed my opinion on these. Depends what they are. It is a very... To George Carlin, I'm being honest. I just took a, what do you call it when you spit 380 or 650?
U-turn.
A U-turn on this. Yeah, if you have 8 million of them, it does tend to trash up your car. But guess what? I see a Bernie Sanders bumper sticker in someone's car, and it warms my heart.
Yeah, okay. I get that.
It warms my heart. You know, if I saw Maya Angelou, you know, something, it would warm my heart. Not that she has bumper stickers, but I told her she should and she wouldn't listen to me. That's the only argument we ever got. I said, Maya Angelou, you need bumper stickers. Don't make a joke about it. All right.
She does patches. She does patches and pens.
I I don't know what to do. I have so many fun things planned. So, well, maybe I'm exaggerating. I just wanted to get everyone psyched. Let's take a break and come back. And then I have this thing. You know that comedian? And we're going to by the way, to George Carlin, I'm embarrassed. Because I said last time, I'm going to do this on the opening of the show. Not like when I normally go. I'll mention on the opening of the show. So, you know, when we come back, I'm going to know who it is.
Okay.
And it's the guy who goes, hamburger.
Hamburger.
Have you ever seen that guy? Not Neil Hamburger.
No,
the
no,
guy,
no.
His whole hook phrase is hamburger.
I'm pretty sure he goes by the performing name Hamburger.
Hamburger? Well, yeah. And then there's Shucky Ducky. Let me tell you something. To George Carlin, hamburger is great.
Mm-hmm.
That tag phrase is great. So I want to give homage to him, but then also say, what if other comedians, or we started last night with just other comedians, you know, their jokes. It could be a Mitch Hedberg joke, a Rodney yeah. joke, could be one of your jokes, but if we tagged it with hamburger. So we're going to go around the room, and anybody can do any joke they want, if you have of a joke, but then after, go hamburger.
Yeah.
And then we could all do hamburger together. And then I have another fun game. Can I tease it now? Because then I'll remember to do it.
For the first game, I'm a vegan.
Oh. Here we go. We go, what's that they eat that's squishy?
Tofu.
Tofu.
Tofu. Tofurky.
Tofurky. We'll go hamburger.
Okay.
Can't have tofurky.
Yeah.
Plus, I get the FCC might hear that and think there's something funny going on.
Yeah. Fucking FCC.
They think, did they just figure out a way to say fuck? Tofurky. That used to be a big deal on morning radio. All the things they would go, oh, because they couldn't curse.
Right.
So immature.
Yeah, fuck that.
There's other things you can do that are bad. Can you overcurse? Yeah, I listen to the show sometimes. I'm like, I want to say fuck like I say it in normal life, and that's not too much.
I say it so much, but I think that's the right amount. I cursing
whatever
to
you
me
do.
Is
here's
great.
Here's my rule. Well,
I'm a very
my
I'm
rule
very
is don't
pro cursing.
Don't say it more than you do it off stage. Like sometimes when I get nervous, I overcurse. You know, my stand-up act, it doesn't happen as much anymore, but like if you're doing a corporate show and you're not allowed to curse there, so that's not a good example. So I guess I'm full of shit.
Unless you're working for fucking Incorporated.
Oh, the other bit. You know when a comedian says, by the way, this is going to be my new favorite bit to do out like at the Improv where there's a lot of comedians around. But wherever club you're at, you can find two or three comedians to do this.
Yes.
And we're going to do that later. So we're going to do the one thing that I just mentioned.
Uh-huh.
Do you remember what it was?
You said the thing about hamburger.
Hamburger. We're going to just take – and we added famous movie lines too.
Oh.
Yeah, we had a famous – so we're going to do that.
What about like historical speeches?
Yeah. Oh, you could. One small step for one man, one hamburger. Right. So, and then the other thing we're going to do, you know when a comedian says, you're a good crowd, but last night you were rough.
Yeah.
So I think what I wanted to do at a comedy club, I think we can do it here tonight. But I want to do this at a comedy club, but I think we could do it here tonight also. So next time I'm at the Improv, I want to just have comedians
in
the audience.
Oh, he's got another show at the Improv. Wow. Must be nice. Congratulations. Wow, that's great. Is that the one in West Palm Beach or where? I gotta know, you know. That's great. Wow, I bet he's gonna run the line. He always runs the line.
He's gonna run the line.
Wow. By the way, I don't get any money.
Oh, wow, he doesn't get any money ever for any reason.
I don't get any money from these people from this Jack Daniels we're drinking, but it's got a kick in it.
It's
got
so
a kick
good.
In it. And that's no sound effect. JJ, do not play your trumpet. Okay, I'm going to have a shot. Wow. You just feel it.
That's pretty impressive.
I don't get any money from Jack. All right. So the other thing I'm going to do, you know when you go, last night you're a good crowd, but last night you were rough. Well, I'll tell four or five comedians in the crowd. I go, you'll jazz it good. You all got to respect each other. Let somebody come in. Do some background rumble when you need it. But the first person goes, I was at your show last night. We had a great time. And then I go, you know what? In all fairness, I apologize. You're right. Last night they were a good crowd. It was, what am I talking about? It was 3 weeks ago. I was in Cleveland. And then you have another comedian go.
I was at the Cleveland show.
And the direction that I'm going to give everybody is start with shortness. I was just at the Cleveland show. But then eventually make it personal. Like, you know, I'd saved up my life to go. You know, you make a little bit of a backstory.
We had a sitter.
We had a sitter. My wife's been having
We brought her to the show.
And then it gets worse and worse. And no matter where I say I was, I'm going to have comedians all over the room. So maybe we'll do that later. All right. Let's take a break now. But here's what I'd like to do to take a break. And we'll enjoy it. What's part of our winner, what is it, summer?
It's spring.
Spring concert series. So what we're going to do, hold on, let's go to break, and then we can showcase. I like to have JJ play trumpet also.
Absolutely.
So Todd can help.
Sure do me good, to do you good, let me help.
Let's put some bubbles.
It's a fact that people get lonely, ain't nothing new. But a person like you, oh, should never have the blues, let me help.
Alan Strickland Williams is our guest.
I'm back.
It would sure do me good, to do you good, let me help.
Casey Lye is here.
Everything I want to hear.
You're going to buy this place.
Well, don't forget me, baby. All you got to do is call. You know how I feel about you. I can do anything at all. Let me help. Let me help. Let me help. I can help. It would sure do me good. Do you good. Let me help.
The Todd Glass Show. Abrupt in the ending, and only my fault. But JJ,
I thought that was great. Wow,
that's just
really.
Great.
I mean, just exciting, wow. Exciting.
Thank you.
Wait, hold on, Nick Lipa. I let him in the studio.
Is he snort? Is he really asleep?
That's embarrassing.
Oh,
I let him in. I didn't want to tell the audience because we had that thing that happened.
Right.
I feel bad for him.
He missed it. I can't believe that.
You should show him the bumper sticker, though.
Honey. Honey. Oh, my God. Oh. She's got to see that. Honey. Honey, you got to see. Hey. Honey, are you snoring? Are you snoring? Honey, what? Honey. Honey, you got to see this. Honey, wake up. Can you really you can't hear me? You can't hear me right now. Are you kidding me? Honey, wake up. I can't wake you up and drive at the same time, but I guess I gotta try. Honey, wake. I'm poking you right in between your ribs. Wake up.
Pause. All this, and here's when I think I make bits better. Remember this. All because he wants to read her a bumper sticker. This is what this is all about. That's why this bit is going to be so infectiously enjoyable for me. This fucking guy, his wife, who needs the sleep, She drove for 8 hours straight. But he loves this bumper sticker so much. So the whole time he's saying, honey, 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 it's to read this bumper sticker to him.
Honey, wait. Wake up. You got to see that. I got to share this with you. Honey. 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 Wake up. Honey, I am poking you in the... I am pulling your eyes open. Honey. What? Honey. Hey. Hey. You went right back to sleep. You never do that at home. You can never sleep like that at home. You can only sleep like this in the car. Of course, when I want to show you this bumper sticker. Ugh. I can go all night waking you up, honey. I am tailing this guy to Cincinnati.
Can I make a break in the bit, too? That's what I love about bits. I can do whatever I fucking want and return right to it. When I come out of this bit, do I enjoy the bumper sticker as much as you think I should, or should I? It's the direction.
You're going to love it.
I love it, so yeah. I'm not mad at you.
Yeah.
Okay, okay.
Honey. Honey, this is not a joke. Wake up. I need to show you something. This is right up your... This is right up your alley. Honey. You're going to love it. I think you're really going to love it. Honey, hey.
What? Oh, my God, Alan, have you been yelling at me?
I've been trying to wake you up,
Oh, my God, I thought I heard you in my dream. I was in such a deep sleep.
Well,
Wow. Oh, my God.
Just wipe the crust out of your eyes, because you got to see something.
What? What could have been worth that?
I've been trailing this guy for 30...
Why were you weaving in and out?
I've been trailing this guy for 30 minutes to show you this hilarious bumper sticker. Honey, look.
What?
On the bottom right. Not on the bottom left.
I that break for sure. No.
That's funny, right?
Ah, of course it is.
That's funny, right, honey?
I break for flea market.
Because we do. Because we do.
Gonna yell at you.
Cause we do.
Oh God! Oh God!
We did that this morning.
I prayed for flea market.
And they weren't selling those there, or we would have bought some.
You woke me up. That's why we're in a long-term relationship.
That's how we refer to it as. We refer to our marriage as a long-term relationship. I just had to share, honey. Hey. Hey, she's already back asleep.
Can I play something for you? And by the way, it was so great.
Please.
This is just, if you let it breathe. Let me put my headphones on so I sound professional. You know what, last week I was doing this. I was giving betting music. It makes the show seem better.
Betting?
Watch this. Our guest is Alan Strickland Williams on the show here. We'll be taking you through the night here, sitting in on the side chair over there in the big wooden chair, the Chris Farley chair. Make sure I say it right. Casey Lye.
There you go.
Casey Lye is here with us. Aristotle's on the board as usual. And to my left, the great Valley Sound. The great Aaron Roach, sitting at the board, doing the soundboard all night long. And let's take a second. Let's talk about this, for real. Can you give me a second?
Sure.
This job of sitting at this board is not an easy job. You get to put your stamp on the show. You're basically scoring the entire show. So you are a huge part of the show. Look at him sitting over there. Just like it's the Mount Rushmore of people that have spent a lot of time playing this music, finding great times to do drops. It started with Chris Burden. He did a great fucking job. Jake Adams did a great fucking job.
Jake.
Yeah.
Jake.
Love you, Jake.
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 And then along comes Aaron.
Woo!
Along comes Aaron. And then they all come back. They come back. You sit there. You do the drops. Without you, I would take my life. No, that's a compliment. Why did I have to make it like that? So sorry I said
God,
that.
I can't take that kind of pressure.
Well, you to be honest, tighten it up. Tighten it up. I'm doing good. I'm all right. I like to throw love everybody's way. You know what I mean? You just take. Sometimes you do some nice. That's him.
We love you, Aristotle. It will be true.
We do. We love it.
When you're not near us, we're blue. Aristotle, we love you. We love you, Aristotle. Yes, we do. We love you, Aristotle. It will be true. When you're not near us, we're blue. Aristotle, we love you.
Take a great moment like that and plug your thing.
That's fine.
Wow. Do you want to hear something great?
Sure.
In the middle of the
what
show.
What if I said no?
I think I have to pee, but I'm not sure. That's a good, I'm a great at my job. I think the audience needed to learn that. Well, I did want to talk about something. Cannot. Yeah. I thought this, I'll do this.
Okay.
So anyway, I thought he really did. You know what? I never take for granted that I think when it comes to the transgender thing, they could use all the help they can get, just like everybody, every group can.
No, they need to use the bathroom.
Well, this guy says it perfectly. I don't know. It's called the liberal redneck. Now, I know a lot of people heard it, but you know what I thought about today? I go, if 25% of my audience didn't hear this, now you might think, why would they need to hear it? Because it gives you either, maybe there is somebody that listens to the show, I never take it for granted, that's having difficulty with that. It brings up valid points. I do think, and I always think it's good to repeat myself, some people might even disagree with this, but there are some people that are decent people. When I say decent, I mean they really do try. They're not people that go, I try to be progressive, but no, they really are. But they thought that there might be some dangers with this.
Right.
Then you need to hear this because it answers it.
You think
it,
there are reasonable people that are on the wrong side of an issue that if they
sometimes
hear something, yeah.
Sometimes
okay,
they might. Yeah. But if there is hope for them, they hear this and they go, "Oh, I never even thought about that." There's those moments in this where you go, "Oh my God, what a great point!" Oh yeah, that doesn't happen there. If you were thinking of the well-being, by the way, it also helps when you're taking in the well-being of transgender people, but
sure.
They don't. And that's the part that makes me get really, oh, you don't care about their safety because you don't think they're...
You don't think they're people.
You don't think they're people. You don't think they're... You don't get that they're not only, like, no bullshit, like, brave fucking people.
Yeah, braver. Can you imagine
how fucking brave it is to know the criticism you'll get at whatever level you're doing, and you are a brave fucking motherfucker.
Absolutely.
But they don't even take that into consideration.
No.
They're not even, oh, they're like, because of course they didn't take your safety into consideration. Of course they didn't. And if you ask them why, they'd go, well, because I don't even like to role play what they would say. You know why they don't take into consideration, because they're weird. They're different. They have a problem. No,
yeah.
No. So they don't take their safety into consideration. The problem every time.
That's right. That's fear. It's fear of the unknown.
Right. And it's the same thing every time.
Yeah.
And the problem with this is that, once again, because they're not going to tell the truth and just go, it grosses them out. If you were honest, we could start from a place of honesty, because you're going to make up reasons, and now here's your chance to prove you made up those reasons, because he takes every reason that's made up, and if you really genuinely weren't just making it up because you're hiding that it grosses you out, you change your opinion.
Yeah, absolutely.
If you're going, no, these are just genuine questions I have, if somebody comes along with logic, I'll be like, wow. Okay, but these people don't. Because that's not the real thing that bothers them about this. It's not that they're worried. Or if it was, I will point out one thing they talk about before they do it, because I think I want to. The bathrooms, when he says, well, if you're worried about molestation, what about the boys in the boys' room? Now, there's a...
But just right there, if you're worried that is that the first thing that's going to happen is someone's going to get molested? Why is that the first thing?
Well, it's the same thing
docket
with gay people. Openly gay people. Like,
sure,
they're already in the bathroom.
They're gonna fuck you and like molest you. It's like, no, that's not the first that's not going to happen. That is not a thing that's like an issue that's going to arise.
Let me ask you this:
It's gonna be. You're gonna have to. You might have to have a conversation about something that is new to you that you don't completely understand. That is what terrifies these people so much to the point that they're complaining about someone using the fucking bathroom they want to use.
Can I ask you a question? Do you think there's people in your social circles that you've overheard or not really understanding of the whole thing that you've...
Absolutely.
I ask you that for a reason. I'll tell you why. Because I'm glad... I'm not glad you said that. It reconfirms. I'd also be okay with you said no, and I went... So is this unnecessary that I even play something like this? Is this unnecessary? Is it like just come on? At what point? Like I don't come on here and say don't murder people because I take for granted that everybody in my listening audience knows we shouldn't murder people.
But this is, so, I don't think this is like. Right. I think this deserves attention for sure.
Because here's what I'm going to do. Maybe there is a 5% of the audience that will hear this. Now all I'm asking, if you're a rational thinking person, there's going to be moments in here unless you already decided and you made up your mind. Then no, this is not going to change your mind. But if you're going, no, I have some questions, and if somebody answers them in one fleeting moment, I'll be like, holy shit, then this should answer every question. And then you can go, by the way, let's play this first, and then I'll talk about that. And by the way, pause it.
Liberal redneck.
I don't care if this guy – I thought about if this guy's real or not. He's talked about every issue, and he always talks about it. Someone goes, Todd, you always – I always feel like – I know I'm usually – I feel like I hope I'm on the right side of history always, but I don't know if I always say it as clean as I want to say it. To me, it's like it's not only good to agree with – to defend a group of people or to get rid of a word, but do it brilliantly and cleanly. And I struggle with that sometimes whether I'm – because you don't – why tap in on it unless you think you can bring some clarity to it? Sometimes I think I do. I won't deny it.
Right.
But other times I wonder if I don't. And when I listen to this person, someone goes, Todd, you know how you always say you like things you feel but help, you know, someone that says it cleanly? They send this, and I feel like he dotted every fucking I, crossed every T. He goes, boom, boom, whatever you're thinking. He goes, boom, boom, boom. He fucking hits you with logic. Whether it's a bit or not, I don't know if it is, but I don't even care if it is. If this guy is not really – you know, this, who he's, you know, it's like a character.
Yeah.
I don't care, but I don't know. I'm not positive, but either way, it says it without oversetting it up.
What's up, y'all? Liberal redneck here. We gonna do it again. Fired up, son.
Did you hear
I've been seeing all these Facebook posts about transgender bathrooms, and every one of them comes down to the same shit. Well, hell, what's to stop some pervert from wrapping a skirt around his wiener and going in the ladies' room with my baby girl? I ain't having that. We gotta watch out for the kids. Meanwhile, these are the same motherfuckers that put Mountain Dew in sippy cups and beat a six-year-old with a wire hanger for standing in front of the TV during Dr. Oz. Y'all are so full of shit. What do you think is going to happen? You do know that transgender people have existed forever, right? What bathrooms you think they've been using?
Pause it. That's a moment right there. It's already been happening.
And how many times you ever hear about what you're worried about happening? Hardly not, never. Because even people that are child molesters are not going to prey on a kid in broad daylight, in public, especially not with their mouth-breathing troglodyte daddy 12 feet outside the door just dying to punch something different. It don't make no sense. And what about little boys? The vast majority of people that prey on little boys are adult males. This law don't affect them one way or the other. So unless you're also suggesting that we have separate bathrooms for Catholic priests, I think you need to cut the shit.
Before that just sounds as a low-blow punch, everybody, not in here, but anybody needs to soak that in for how real that is. This is a time to go, okay, listen, you don't have to agree with me, but you have to follow through logic.
Right.
There are rules, even amongst disagreeing, there are rules. And we're going to disagree, but you have to follow through logic. If you either have to retract it or say you meant it. So if you're really worried about the children, you never said it was gross and it freaked you out.
Right.
That's why I'm not reacting to that. You're claiming there are legitimate reasons. That's why I'm having this conversation with that person that's having a problem with it. You're claiming, no, there's legitimate reasons, not just being cruel, not just there's some honest concerns. Okay, I'm approaching you, answering them. What about the priests? What about the men's room just overwhelming? Are these people, we're going to follow your Twitter, we're going to follow you. Will we see you campaigning now that that brought light to that we also need to have bathrooms for both sides? Because what about the boys in the male locker room? And what about the lesbians that are going to attack the girls? It just creates this. Look, if you're serious about this, or is the truth of the matter is you're all right with every scenario that could go wrong except for the one group of people you don't understand.
That's exactly.
And they're going to do the worst thing in the world. Just, it's so funny how there's so many dynamics going on. There's straight, there's gay, there's bi, there's this, there's transgender. You're all right with every single one of them except the one group that you don't take the goddamn time to learn about. So you're going to torture your existence on this planet. You're going to spend your time torturing a kind soul.
It's ridiculous. It's just doing... It's accepting the fact that this entire group of people you don't understand, they're literally saying that they have been waiting for the chance.
All right, not now.
Waiting for the chance to just do that.
And you know why
to
yell?
Molest.
My yell. So crazy. My yell? Because they need to hear it. They need to hear it. Some people have doubted the yelling. You know, does it help? If
yelling
you know how
helps.
Good it makes someone feel. It'll be warm and cozy to you. Someone, it's good to yell when something's not being treated, it's always somebody. When somebody is not being treated well, whatever the issue is, whether it's women, whether it's even in a social situation, it's not always political and social. Any situation where someone's getting treated wrong and they've been being treated wrong for a long time, yeah, it's good to go. I agree with them. But it's also when you have a little fucking... So if you are not being comforted by when I yell about a group of people, I mean this, and maybe I'm wrong. I'll continue to learn. I don't think you realize how good it feels for them
to hear someone yelling once in a while.
Yeah, I'm fucking, I get it.
Yeah.
I get it. And it's good to go, I agree. But sometimes to go, no, it's like, stop. Like when I go out, every fucking time, I love repeating that about what transgender people go through. Because it is not just a fucking line. It is a brave goddamn motherfucker.
I literally can't imagine.
And then this person doesn't even know you're in the room with greatness, you dumb fuck.
I can't imagine how someone could take a situation like that, a person like that, and not try to imagine what it must have been like for that person to grow up their entire life.
They don't even go there.
That's what I'm saying. They don't go there, and because they don't go there, it's like, well, then fuck you. If you're so in your
fucking head. But how do you hold on to them? How do you have a little hope to go, I hope with all my yelling.
That you're getting through to some.
I don't know.
It's like they say you can't fix stupid, but it's like, I feel like you have to try. You know? You have to try. Otherwise, it's just going to be. It's just going to be stupid. They're just going to be stupid and hateful. But I don't know. You get worked up, and then it's like, well, okay, maybe that is not the best way to communicate. But if you reach someone, you know.
Yeah. But the bathroom things, the way we left that off, I think that's a good point. Like, well, I don't know what the fuck. Who cares? No, I care. Oh, boy. It's a crazy ride here all through the night. We're going to be with you all through to the 3 o'clock hour.
Hello, good morning and goodbye. It's time to go to bed. Wake up. Good morning.
Do you want to do this? Do you want to listen to QVC and make fun of it? Or do you want to do that? Or do you want to do the blackout, like hamburger, take any line? We can all think of anything.
I almost think QVC might be fun.
QVC, okay.
Yeah.
I
like making fun of stuff.
Can you take a deep breath?
Oh, man, that was... I did not mean to... I'm sorry.
Before we do this, thing.
Mm-hmm.
The bit we were just talking about going to.
Right.
We're going to play QVC. I figured out this. You can make it sound like you're singing. Can I have a lot of reverb? If you just... What I will tell you is I technically am singing. If you can stop and start up again, watch. I don't know. What happened?
I thought you said to start.
Oh, no, to start it over. Now they got to hear it again. And by the way, this is all because of Aaron. Uppa, you can't sing if you are wet. And you are technically singing, it is true. And I will tell you this right now because I...
Gotta.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm a singer. Oh, I'm a singer. I'm sorry. You can't take it back right now. I'm technically a singer because I did that. I'm sorry.
I'm already
got passed by the singer's board.
I'm holding a cigarette and holding a drink. I'm a singer. I'm a Rat Pack, baby.
No, I'm a singer.
Mom, I'm a singer. Mama.
Is it? Mama.
Mama.
Oh, you want to do blackouts?
Mama.
Let's do bad. Oh, I want to continue. Okay. Let's do
QVC.
Okay.
I've said no to it, but can you remind me, Aristotle, I'm asking you afterwards, I want to do the bit where we do bad plays, and it's the last line of a play, I'll be the conductor.
Oh,
I go,
I like that.
There will be a one-hour intermission.
It's like, Mother, are you there? Blackout.
There will be a one...
We'll find music to cue, like that means it's the end of the play. So you'll say your line, we'll play that bump, bump, bump. There will be a one-hour intermission, and they're just cheesy, horrible lines that would end a play. But first, we're going to do QVC. I'm going to let this breathe. Whatever we get out of it, even if we come back and see if we can be as nauseating as them talking about a product, we'll make up this bottle like we're selling these vases or something. But listen to them. Let it soak in. They're full of shit.
Gives you a nice shape, and it's got a nice soft V-neck, not too plunging. First day ever on Easy
God.
Pay for this one. It's two
not
payments of
plunging.
$18. The length on this, the all-important length, I want you to know,
so
is appropriate.
Important.
It's not
the all-important
short.
Length.
It's also not too long. Meredith is out there, our petite model. It's not too long and fuddy-duddy on her. It's coming right to her, the middle of her knee, maybe just to the top of the knee. And then Mary, who's taller, you are 5'8", Mayor? Are you 5'8"? 5'9".
I'm 5'9". Okay.
But you can still see it's coming to her knee as well, just a little shorter than on Meredith, who is about 6 inches shorter.
I thought her name was Mary.
Than Mary, but you can see it's...
It's Mary and Meredith. Great idea.
So numbers-wise, the length
is
37.
Stop. We have a call. Are you serious?
Oh, shit.
Hello?
Hello?
Hey, there is... Are you familiar with shows in Echo Park? Are you familiar with Echo Park?
Oh, you're calling the Todd Glass Show.
This is the Todd Glass Show?
Yeah.
Exactly who I wanted to call.
Oh, so shows where?
Echo Park. It's on the east side. It's like
I'm not familiar.
Like
I'm not familiar
like
with.
Silver Lake,
yeah, like Silver Lake, Echo Park, downtown.
Why are there
that's where all the kids live.
Are there shows, some shows
there
down there?
There are so many shows. But there's one show really that is really good. I don't know if you guys ever make it over there, but if you do have the chance on a Wednesday at 8:30 p.m., you should probably go to a free show. Do you like things that are free, Todd?
Where is it?
It's at a place called the New California Barbershop. It's in a barber
shop. Is it your show, sir?
No, of course it's not my show. It's a show. I'm a fan of comedy. A comedy fan who thought, and I'm sorry that I supposed you were a fan of comedy too, Todd.
Cut this guy off.
Oh, come on. No.
The guy was plugging his show.
What do you really think he was?
Well, it seemed a
I don't
bit...
know. Because he said he
I'm
was.
I'm lost
a,
in this bit.
He said he was a caller.
Even at the truth level. The call. Oh, it's.
No, he said he's a
caller. It's a guy calling him, but all he cares about is that show
yeah.
at Echo Park.
I think he's a guy that wanted to talk on the show. He just had a little.
He just got a little nervous.
No, he was interested. He wanted to know if we knew about it.
Oh, he was just calling to see if we knew about it.
He was just calling to see if we knew about it.
Oh, I understand.
Yeah,
I understand.
Right?
Yeah. Well, it's just like when you call on a show. Hey, did you hear about they're having like a big concert down at the park? You know anything about that?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then I don't. Well, we can actually look it up and see. Do some. And see about the show, and then we can give the information out on the air. See, people listen to the show. You know I have a listener from London?
Really?
I don't mean to brag.
London, Texas?
Wow. Ooh, London listener.
Wow,
it's not a big deal.
Oh, wow.
It's not
good
a big
day.
Deal.
The Queen?
It's not even a big deal. I don't even think about it.
Oh, wow.
I don't even think about it.
Why don't we take a lift
I don't
to the top
think about
floor
it.
And drive around in my lorry and put a body in my boot of my car and turn on a torch? That's me, baby.
Alan Strickland Williams.
Someone say my name because I couldn't hear it.
Alan Strickland Williams.
How do you say that again?
Alan Strickland Williams.
Three names, one guy.
Alan Strickland Williams.
He's back, baby.
Alan Strickland Williams.
He never even left.
Alan Strickland Williams.
You're getting tired of him.
Alan Strickland Williams.
He tastes like 3-day-old meat.
How long can you do this?
Well, let's find out, baby.
Go ahead.
Alan Strickland Williams.
It sounds good to hear my name.
Alan Strickland Williams.
Who are you talking about?
Alan Strickland Williams.
I don't know about that guy.
Alan Strickland Williams.
He's all right.
All right, listen. What? QVC.
Oh, okay.
Let's go back to it.
We're just making fun of it, right?
Yeah. It was great. Dude, it's sad. Oh, that's what I wanted to say. We stopped playing it for
some
reason.
It's so consumerist.
It's also sad. You have to remember, like, I really am not even joking around. It's not like they're exaggerating about stuff. It's shit they're selling most of the time. Always.
Yeah,
like,
but
when they talk about pants, they would be $4 at any store.
The all-important
And they'll
link.
Go, oh, and they're beautiful. Like and they put on a nice hanger, and they have a beautiful, you know, well, not always, you know, whatever the models are. But
why do they talk so much? Why don't
they have to. That's what's amazing.
Because
the products
can't, like, speak for themselves or something?
I have a theory that they're yelled at. By the way, where it's sad. They are told to have every scenario. So if they're saying, like, oh, these pants are great, they're told to go. They're good if you're just going out or if you're going to the store or maybe you're taking a cruise.
Yeah.
The producers go, you list everything. Because they want
doing a pair of pants.
Because everybody that they want to buy this pants, they want them to make it's good for you dress up or you dress down or in between. They literally say this shit.
If you're an idiot that watches QVC, these pants are going to feel fucking great. You're going to comment on every
your
time
pants.
You put on.
You're going to put these pants on. I'm surprised they don't go to this. They don't go to this.
Oh, that,
these pants will make you come.
This blender
is going to
make you
They're going to make you come. Women,
this
men.
This television is going to. When
gonna,
you
you're
turn
gonna
it
come.
On every
you're
morning,
come.
You're going
to
come so much.
You're going
to
come because this toast
another,
is going to be so good
this
that
cum,
when you taste
this,
it, you're going
this
to come.
Cum
you're
is going to
come.
Make you come now, if you buy it.
Listen to this. These pants will make you come.
This hooker is going to make you come.
That's right. You're going
to
come.
She will jerk you off if you pay her
when
200.
You taste these cookies that get delivered to your doorstep, you
this
are going to 12
come. 12-month salami subscription is going to make you
come. You're going to come.
You're going to
when
come.
When you get and
this
you taste.
Butterfly knife.
You're going to come.
Ah, it's so
I'm
pretty.
Coming.
Ah.
I'm coming. I'm coming.
And the all-important length. Of the cum.
That's going to make you cum.
Cum.
The all important length of this dress.
This ruler is going to make you cum.
You're listening to the Todd Glass Show, everybody. That's right. I make a big deal about it. That's what you have to do. That's why I'm number one by the Podcast Association of America.
Promotion, baby.
I know how to brand a show.
Hey.
It's not just a show. We don't just sit here. This is a big deal.
This
That's
is
right.
an event.
This is an event. This is a go-to event. I don't just...
Things are different
Hold on. Stop everything. Stop everything.
Hey, guys.
On certain shows, when they have the producer... Producer's in another room on a real show, right?
Like in a control room,
a control
watching all
room,
the monitors.
Behind glass.
Go to camera three. Go to camera four.
So when you go to these shows, and let me turn the lights up here a second. When you go to these shows and the producer's at the table, that's like a fake show, I guess?
Right.
Oh, yeah, because our producer, he's behind glass. Sure. Yeah, we don't have a... Sure, he's behind glass. Yeah, he's not in the same room.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. There
oh, he's blocked away yeah. over there.
Blocked
okay.
away. Well,
okay.
because it's a real show.
Right.
I don't know. Other shows...
So he talks to us through a mic,
He probably. Talks to us through a microphone. You hear him in the house because it's a real
Are
show.
Are you guys talking about me? I couldn't
See,
hear
he hears
you.
Me in the other room. Right now, isn't that
so,
funny? That's
he's
what we
pressing
were just,
down a button
He's
right
pressing
now.
Down a button.
Yeah,
Thank
yeah,
you,
because yeah.
you're looking at him,
yeah,
mimicking
yeah,
what he's doing. Because
I can see through the glass.
I'm sure you can.
It's seeable glass.
Now, let me ask
By
you a
way,
question.
This seeable glass will make you
come. You're going to come. Oh, let's go back to that bit. This
Todd Glass
chicken is going. What?
I
want to finish this bit about the producer's booth. So when you go to another show, I know we went all over the place just then, but I wrote a song about it.
Okay.
I was talking about some stuff, and then I got a little confused, and then we probably overlapped and went back, and then we did something else. But then we wrote this song, and then we put it right here, and now back to the Todd Glass Show. Now I forget again.
Round two.
Let's do more QVC.
Cool.
It's sad.
nice shape, and it's got a nice soft V-neck, not too plunging. First,
not too plunging.
Can we start it from the beginning again?
$18.
Can we not next time?
The all-important length,
pause it?
I want you to know, is appropriate. It's not too short.
Okay.
It's also not too long. Meredith is out there, our petite model. It's not
our petite model, unlike our fat as shit model.
Hey. My mom listens to the show.
Who's taller?
Oh, God.
You're 5'8", Mary?
I'm so
5'8"?
Fucking sorry.
5'9".
Oh, my God.
So,
I didn't
Mary's
know.
Taller than most of us, but you can still see it's coming to her knee.
I didn't
know.
Exactly.
I didn't
know.
Well,
just a little shorter.
You know I'm kidding, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't want you to think for really, like,
shorter in height.
You're like, oh, I meant
Mary,
to.
But you can see it's an appropriate length and looks
here's
great
an appropriate
on both
length.
Of them. So, numbers-wise, the length is 37 and a half.
Numbers-wise.
39 and 5'8".
Numbers-wise. What an idiot.
And then in the plus, the length is
numbers-wise?
41
say the fucking size.
Pause
so let's
for
take
one
a
second.
Look at
I feel it. See, like, that is how my brain works, though. I hear someone say something, and I'm like, what a fucking moron.
What does number-wise mean?
What does numbers-wise mean?
What does
you're
going
to say a bunch of numbers at me now? Thanks for the spoiler alert. Just tell me what's going on.
They have
and am I getting too mad about this?
No.
I mean, I don't know.
No, they have to talk about this. Why? I figured out why it makes me angry.
Why?
Because I've talked about this in my act a little bit, and I go, why am I angry? Because it's all bullshit. And it's okay. It's either taking advantage of somebody or very bad for someone else to watch somebody be taken advantage of, even though people are all responsible. It is definitely preying on. By the way, everyone's a full-grown adult. I get it. But if I'm going to sit back and analyze what happens, and that's the – you're watching a jungle going on. And the jungle is that – look, it's a lot of shopaholics. You know, no bullshit.
Do you think that they're addicted?
Yes.
That is
I'll tell you what.
Thing.
When they make
that
everything
a
in a different color – I'm
well,
not
hey,
just
I don't
joking.
I don't blame him if it makes you come.
Let me get. Oh, that's by the way. I want to go back to that bit. That's because that's what they're called. I had these shakes and I came. I came.
I'm telling you. So,
I don't want to say.
My life is better because I own this.
This pants.
Yeah, this pants.
So anyway, back to these people.
Length.
Back to these people. So what were we talking about? I was going in for something very specific.
QVC. Why it makes you mad.
Oh, so it's all yes, it's all bullshit, and it's like they're. I really do believe they're like say that it's the. They don't want any. Oh, the colors. So it's preying on shopaholics or whatever you call that. People that are obsessed. I get it. They're full grown adults. It's not. I get it. There's worse things that happen in the world, but that's why everything comes in different colors. I used to some of the things that come in different colors. It's like I get pants, but chainsaws. Because they know, oh, you'll get a get
you'll,
the one
you'll
girl.
You'll get two. You'll get two if
yes.
you, if there are two different
guarantee
colors.
Guarantee you, or it's a color. You have a vacuum already, and they go, girl. A woman calls in. She's like,
oh, I got.
What was she like?
She
calls
in. She goes,
I got the blue, the fun blue. I figure if I'm gonna vacuum, I may as well have fun.
Okay, what's going on here? This is there's something disgusting going on. If that's a real person, that's sad. If it's they're manipulating it, may pretending it's a caller, it's sad. They go and I've talked about this. In
oh,
my
that's
act.
Not that. No, it's real. It's a real caller for sure.
By the way, so
because blue is her favorite colors, and she loves to vacuum. I mean, really?
Can I
though?
Ask you a question to George Carlin?
What?
And I want to also be honest here, Your Honor. I'm doing a joke from my act, but it bred from real life, so it's one of those type of jokes. So. Someone told me that they are real, these people that call in.
Yeah.
Two times after a show, they go, I work for QVC, they're real. Okay, so
oh,
I
really?
Feel,
they said they even work for them?
Yeah, yeah, and I believe them. I believe them. You know, just you can talk to someone, you can tell. They're not, they're like, yeah, they're actually real. So part of me thinks, yeah, I know some of them are, but they're not all real.
Yeah.
But for the purposes of analyzation, let's make pretend they're real. Didn't it just get sadder? Like, one is to think that they have someone in the back room going, oh, you know, calling in go, oh, it's an honor to talk to you. That's what I heard someone say once. And they go, it's an honor to talk to you. And then the person at QVC goes, it's an honor to talk to you. Okay, if that's them just overplaying it, I get
no,
it. But if
that's
a
genuine.
Real person. Okay, so then they go, oh, I love your show. That means they think it's a show. Like, what's your other favorite shows? The Mall? You know, like they've convinced you.
Oh, that
so
is,
I think if it's
that is so funny that I'm like, okay, that is a bit. But then I'm just like, that's so funny. That
because,
is so funny, Todd.
Because it's saying, look, you have to look at it one way or the other here. I'm not even up. I'll argue it later. But let's decide what it is and decide which isn't sadder. One is it's the producers trying to. exaggerate, sort of understand it. One is someone really calling in saying, I love your show and it's an honor to talk to you. They have, this is the hypnosis that probably is in other homes that never called in.
Just the only thing I'll say is that, like, if they genuinely get something out of it, it's like what we were talking about earlier. If they genuinely get something out of it and it makes them feel better, and
it's all right,
it's okay.
Stop yelling.
But maybe it is like fucking them over too. Like,
oh yeah, of course it is. I'm sorry, I almost thought you were right. So glad I was paying attention. Alan, you're sell it well with your lawyer like. Hi, this is Alan Sherkin Williams. I'm going to tell you 45 jokes in 78 minutes. Hi, this is...
It'd be like 45 jokes in like 23 minutes.
23 minutes?
Yeah.
So this wouldn't be good if like later in your career, like hopefully you'll get to do comedy when you're 95 and you'll just... Hi, this is Alan Sherkin Williams. I'm going to tell you one joke in 5 minutes.
Maybe it'll be like, it'll just be one really long joke. I'll tell you three stories, two bits, one joke, one gag. I'm going to do two impressions. Just break it down. I'm going to do seven observational bits. I'm going to do some race stuff. I'm going to do two race stuff bits. And then I'm going to destroy a heckler. Hey, and then...
I'm on a whiskey diet. Last week, I'm on a whiskey diet. Last week, I lost 3 days. Hamburger. I don't even get that joke, though, to be honest with you. I'm on a whiskey diet. A whiskey? Like, it's whiskey?
Like instead of a cleanse, he's on, like, a whiskey diet. And then, like,
last week, I lost 3 days.
He lost because he got blackout. He's only drinking whiskey. The only thing he's putting in his body is whiskey. He's on a whiskey diet. He didn't lose any weight, but he lost time because he was blackout drunk. And the only reason I know this is because I'm drunk right now. And by the way, that's...
Hamburger.
Hamburger.
Rice is good if you're hungry and you want 2,000 or something. Hamburger!
that's a Hedberg joke, isn't it?
Yes.
I went out to eat. You're so fat. You go to a restaurant, you sit down. The waiter gives you the menu. You say, okay. Hamburger.
Hold on, let me see if I can. Can you read these?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Here we go.
Are they bad?
There's no end to his talent, and no beginning either.
Hamburger.
Oh, we didn't figure out whose name that was that does the hamburger phrase to give homage to him. We can't do the bit unless we give homage to him.
His name is Hamburger.
You sure?
I am.
If it's not, I'll feel bad because I want to give him. I love it. It's the best tag phrase ever.
I think his name is something, hamburger something.
We're not mocking it. It's like when I heard somebody say they were doing I Will Survive by Gloria Gaynor, and they go, this is not, they were saying this is just a pure homage. There's a reason everybody loves that.
I'll say this.
Hamburger.
My only issue with it is that I actually am a vegan.
Well, you could say...
Tofurky.
Tofurky. You know, we should say Tofurky anyway. Because I think they need our help.
Is it Alonzo Hamburger Jones?
Alonzo Hamburger Jones. Can we have some...
What was his name?
Like 15
Alonzo
of them.
Alonzo Hamburger Jones.
Alonzo
Hamburger.
Alonzo Hamburger Jones.
Hamburger.
Alonzo what?
Hamburger.
Alonzo Hamburger Jones. That's his tag phrase.
Hamburger.
And somebody told me that he did it instead of cursing, which sometimes you'll understand now because he'll say it in the middle. You know, this. I was walking up the street, hamburger, and I saw. So it's a thing. Hello, operator. Is anybody home?
When I was a kid in show business, I was poor. I used to go to orgies to eat the grapes. Hamburger. I got a hooker once, and she told me she had a headache.
Hamburger.
Is that dangerous? That's gotta be dangerous.
I'll tell you. You know what? It's not the same without his voice, is it? I'll tell you. I got a hooker once. She told me she had a headache, you know?
Ooh.
Talk about selling it because you take those jokes. I'll tell you. I told my doctor I have yellow teeth. He told me to wear a brown necktie, you know? If you do that without that, you know.
I worked
to the doctor. I told him that I had yellow teeth.
Then he told me I should wear a brown necktie.
Have you guys heard about my doctor, Dr. Vinny Boombot?
Wait, that's Rodney's doctor.
That's Rodney's doctor.
Exactly.
You go to him too?
Yeah.
Oh, you go to the actual Rodney's doctor?
I actually go to Rodney's doctor.
Oh, so
no.
He's real. I didn't know he was real. Dr. Vinny Boombots, right?
Dr. Vinny Boombots. I went just the other day.
Because Rodney told me, and this doesn't sound professional, that he told Rodney once he had a year to live, he gave him the bill and he couldn't pay it. He goes, I'll give you 2 years. Now, that's just unprofessional.
Yeah, thanks, Obama. That's the Affordable Care Act for you.
Oh, God.
Keeping Vinny Boombots in business.
Here's what I'm going to do. Alan Loop, we've done. I want to get rid of some of these jingles.
Wow.
Like it's a big deal.
I wish there was a jingle for that. Time to get rid of some of these jingles, because we got too many right now.
Do you think it's wrong to play this? Have you heard this? It's a very big hit.
Play. Alan. Oh, let's hear it.
There's a bar.
Oh my God, it's our theme show.
Oh wow.
Only funny people go there.
Alan Stephen Williams, a little show there.
It was voted number one there. Oh, there's music.
There's music.
And silly dancing.
There's silly dancing.
And a lot of podcast people.
Shut up.
The bells and whistles. The bubbles, lights, and smoke.
Oh, yeah.
When they hear Todd Glass do the intro, everybody's ready for the show. They want to hear their favorite guests do the bits they love the best.
Oh, here we go.
Then they hear a rumble on the drums. When that happy moment finally comes,
yay!
All the joy the show will bring. For miles around, you'll hear them sing.
La 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 la. Oh, Jesus. When I'm having fun, that's when I get most nervous. All right, so listen. What time is it?
9:39.
We're going in. What time?
9:40.
We're going in for the close, everybody. Boom, 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 boom. You know, Super Strong, they have a podcast. Ryan is Super Strong. And who was singing this song? We want to make sure I give her name right.
Lori Pasqualino.
Lori, say it again.
Pasqualino.
So I probably have half the information right, but I know the podcast is called Ryan is Super Strong. I'm going to do his podcast, but I went on his, looked at something he did today. He was playing drums, and
Lori Pasqualino.
Lori was singing, and I loved it. It sounded great. He goes, yeah, I'm playing drums in the background. He was great too, and so we're gonna try to get Lori in the studio to do this.
Nice.
Let me just play a little bit of it because here we go.
If the fish swam out of the ocean and grew legs and they started walking, and the apes climbed down from the trees and grew tall and they started talking, and the stars fell down from the sky and my tears rolled into the ocean, I'm just looking for a reason why. You even set my world into motion, 'cause if you're not really here, then the stars don't even matter. I'm just filled to the top of fear. It's all just about you.
We're just about to be.
And then you say, hey, it is our fashion, 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 fashion. Twirl it around, say what you feel, make it
Now, I want our listeners to see if they can tell when the professional singing stopped and we started. I bet it's harder than you think. No, people, you'd be surprised the way we just feathered it right in there. Yeah. What if someone really couldn't find it?
Like, I have no idea.
They have no. They're so tone deaf. Any other person go, oh, it's right there. No, somebody else. Well, oh, she scats.
Sounds like she has
scats.
Seven voices right now.
I guess
now.
She scats. I mean, that is a good quality to have seven voices.
Must be good for music, for the music world, for sure, because then you get more work.
You want to call somebody? We have 15 more minutes. Anybody you want to call?
I'll call.
Who do you want to call?
Who would be good to
call?
Who would be good to call right now?
Nice call. Motherfucker. We're going to send someone a nice call. Call someone with a nice compliment.
Wait, how? Guy Branum. With a compliment? To give a compliment?
Yeah, give me somebody I know better.
Should we call?
Someone I know I.
Maybe you should just get to know Guy Branum.
Should we call Rory?
Call Rory.
You want to call Rory?
Yeah, call Rory. Do you? Yeah, you're good.
I got Rory's number. Let's see what happens. So just to give him a compliment?
He won't take it seriously. I guess that could be the purpose. No.
Should it be someone else?
Hey, I've changed it. See if you can, what you could say to him. Because I can think, like, if I called Steve Fine Arts or if I called... I would be able to convince them that I know this is not a bit. I promise you, my safe word. But we just wanted to call and say something. How will Rory take it? Do you want to try? Like, is that that's cool, right? Like, will he go? Oh, thank you, or will he just? Is it maybe we shouldn't? Oh my God! I just realized that we all know the answer. He has no layers. Oh my God! Rory's just a blob of comedy.
He would hate it. He would freak out.
Let's hear what he does.
Okay.
Let's find out a little bit.
So I should just call him on my phone.
The truth is, I think I know the answer. He would take it graciously, but let's find out.
So we're going to call him. We're going to give him a compliment.
Oh, we can do whatever we want. There's no rules.
I'm just going to call him.
Nice calls you didn't expect.
That's just the name of the bit, but we don't stick to those rules. We're not like those other shows. We wrote a jingle. Could you stick to it? It's so immature. Be a grown adult. Some people, they call someone and they prank them. Do you like pranking people? Do whatever you want.
I love praying.
Who are you calling?
I'm calling Rory.
Okay, well, you know what? Yeah, try to give him a compliment. Do you mind?
Yeah.
Would that be my direction? That motherfucker. I knew it. He's so full.
So we don't get the number on the
road. Oh, right.
Oh, sorry.
Hey, by the way, yeah, try to give him a compliment. See what he'll say.
I should call someone else.
Oh, did we erase it? Yeah, call somebody else.
Let's call somebody else. Oh, who else, though?
Call me.
Call you.
No, I want to see what I'll do. I swear to God, I won't be ready. I won't be ready for it. Call me. Don't call me.
No, I'm going to call Todd. I'm going to call Todd.
That's me.
No. I'll call Todd.
Don't call me.
No, don't call me.
I don't want
to. I'll call Todd. This will be really
Call
funny.
Steve Feinart.
No, I'll call Todd.
Well, my phone's in the house, actually.
I'm calling Todd.
No, are you really? No, you're not. I know.
I don't.
Alan Strickland Williams.
I think he's going to pick up.
I know you're up to no good.
I'm calling Todd.
Are you really calling me?
I'm just calling Todd.
I'll know by my outgoing message, by the way. People can't decode it, can they?
Hi, it's Todd.
I'll get right back to you.
Thanks a lot.
Goodbye. Okay. I say it fast. You
I
know why?
I think he picked up.
Hey, it's Todd. What do you want?
Hold on. There's a woman talking right now. Todd, did you pick up?
Yeah, who is this?
This is me, Alan.
Alan, it's Todd.
Todd, it...
I know. I'm sitting across from you.
No, I called you to give you a compliment.
I know, but I told you not to.
No, but I just wanted to tell you something.
But I just told you not to. I said don't.
Is that crazy?
You come in and start asking.
No, I just wanted to call and just say.
What's the compliment for Todd?
Oh, is that?
Is that the call? You're going to call. Caller, go ahead.
Is that?
Go ahead.
Hi. It's an honor to be talking to you on your voicemail.
Oh, wow.
I can go right into this.
It's a real honor to be talking to you.
Thank you very much.
Have you heard of the show Party in the Back on the Necco Park on Wednesdays, 8:30 p.m.?
No, we haven't heard anything about that, but we're always happy to.
Yeah,
What's the show?
I'm kind of in the middle of something with Todd. I was trying to call.
Todd would love this. Todd, being a fan of comedy, one of the greatest compliments you can give a guy, really. He would love this show. It's called Party in the Back. It's at the New California Barbershop.
Oh, thank you.
Wow. That's
thank you.
Yeah, that actually is. I actually I actually always like to hear about a new show, but
I feel like this guy's there's something up.
Real honor to be talking to you, though, even despite being cut off. Thank you.
The guy was more controlled cutting off me. I know you cut me off, but I got one more thing I want to say. And then I'm done. Then I'm done. Is that Reaper? Hello?
Big fan.
Todd, I just wanted to say, I just wanted to give you a little compliment here. I know it's kind of weird to call you up you're...
Oh, it's me.
No, I forgot. I know it's weird to call you while you're hosting the show and I'm the guest.
Well, because I just asked you not to call
I know me. You asked me not to, and I know I defied that request, but...
By the way, I love that you're holding the phone, the cell phone, which you are calling me, right?
Yeah, I'm leaving you a voicemail right now.
Do you think this will be interesting for people? No, because they're...
I think it'll be interesting for you.
For me.
Yeah, when you listen to the voicemail later. But do you want to know the main reason why I called you?
Why?
I just think you run a great podcast.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that.
I got to go.
So do I. I wanted to talk about... Oh, I had a great... damn it.
Gives you a nice shape. And it's got a nice soft V-neck, not too plunging. First day ever on Easy...
It actually was too plunging, too.
Why they say it's not too plunging? Because I bet it was.
Yeah, exactly. Because it plunged probably all the way down. It was probably a belt.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
They go, oh, you can wear it on a cruise. Literally. They'll go on a cruise or just walking your dog.
To a wedding if you want to kill yourself.
Mall, or just going out if you're going up a hill or down a hill.
If you're hanging out with your friend.
Whatever you're doing.
If you're trying to kill your enemy.
Maybe a cousin. Maybe an aunt or an uncle.
If you're delivering a baby.
If you're out there at night, you want to stretch.
If it's early morning, you want to put some different pants on.
It's a great thing for a trainer or maybe a jogger.
If you have three legs or maybe just one leg.
Wants to stretch material around.
If you're hungry, you will put these pants on, you will not be hungry.
Yeah. They are great pants. They come in blue and
like
chocolate brown.
And the on the toilet.
Can I tell you what somebody said? Well, this is where I think they're so manipulative. I think it's, she goes, no, the guy goes, he goes, all right, they're coming all these colors, and they have all these colors. And he goes, okay, so right away, you know you got to get the white and the black. That's a given. Let's forget about that.
You got to get the white and the black.
That's like, and then he goes, and you know what? Get the navy blue. Because everybody says to me, can you wear black all the time? And I go, you can't, but you wear navy blue. You still get to wear black, but you change it up. So get the white back and the blue. That's just a given. So the average person that has a sickness is home going, that's not even up for debate, those three colors. Like, that's just, I got to get those. I guess they have to talk me into the other colors. But that if this
the
guy's
weird
right,
colors like red and green,
red
those
and green
crazy
and blue, right?
Those,
right.
Hey.
But the white, black, and yellow, right? These people sitting home, they're ordering from their
they're
computer.
Like, oh,
they're like, check.
They're telling us. Yeah, yeah.
They wouldn't lie to us. They're not. They'll tell us when it's up for debate. But this, they're just saying you get the white, black, and the navy blue, and the chainsaws in different colors. How do you fucking like that? It's ridiculous.
Well, you want to cut up some trees and you want to look good, and you know it's fun, Todd. What if I really like full throated defended it? I have a green chainsaw. It's the color and the object, right? So, oh yeah, I've got a salmon.
I feel bad.
I got a salmon chainsaw. It really makes me happy.
I'm sorry. I feel bad now for doing that.
I got an aquamarine guillotine that just makes my. It really, really brings my whole sunroom together. I got a mauve Swiss Army knife. I've got a taupe. Oh, you'll never believe this. I've got a taupe sword.
What type of laugh do I have? Just when I hate my laugh, I think that's when I'm having the most fun. Because it gets a sound out of you before you had time to control it and process it.
It's so involuntary. All you're doing is you're just conscious of how involuntary it is.
This will be the blackout. This will be the blackout music, basically. So every time you say your line, you cue him to play the last lines of plays.
Okay.
I have some written down, actually. It was many moons ago. Can I have some reverb? Okay, ready? Yeah. And then it's going to come right in. I don't want to waste a joke on a sound check, so let's do it now. Blah, 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 blah. There will be a 1 hour intermission. Okay, yeah, that, and you just keep playing the music. Okay, here we go. I'll give it a shot. We have this, and then we're going to do a sing-along. We're going to have a great time. Here we go. Ready? And that was the third to the last time I ever ate pussy. There will be a one-hour intermission tonight's show. That's it. That's all we do. It's just the insinuation of the one-hour intermission. Here we go. Reverb, please.
It was brutal. It was heavy. It was crazy. It was freshman year.
There will be a one-hour... It delivers because it's so. That's what the show takes a break. Like that was the point, you know? Huh? And then I thought to myself, "It's funny how life turns out." There will be a one-hour intermission for tonight's show.
I had never been that high before in my life, but the thing was, I was way down.
There will be a one-hour intermission. One, two, three.
And that... No, wait, hold on. And that was the first time I ever hugged my father.
There will be a one-hour intermission.
And also, how fast the guy comes in to tell you that, like, don't let it sit at all with the audience.
No. Here's how he wants it to sound. You ready? Here's how he wants it to sound. And then I said to myself, what happened to me? Right? So you're saying there's no pause? I wish I could read these. And then the last time, wait, and that was the last time I went to South Dakota. There will be a one-hour intermission. These aren't that good.
If you need any drinks.
Can I tell you, Nick Lieber wrote these, and I'm not too impressed.
No, these were supposed to be for the camping show, and I never used them. I don't really think he wrote these, because if he listens to the show, he'll be like, that puts a bad image out there for me. But should we stop this blackout bit, or are we having a good time? Blackout. That was one of ours,
one hour,
by the way.
I
just read that. That was literally one of them. Is it, should we stop this blackout bit or are we having a good time? And then the last one. It ended up it wasn't Blair. It was Brenda. There will be a 1 hour intermission. And here's the last one.
And then the usher said there will be a 1 hour intermission.
It's a play about this play.
Yeah.
And there he was telling everything.
It's called intermission. And there's no intermission.
Uncle sounds...
It's a one act.
You're...
It's a one act with three lines. Hey, I got an idea. Let's go see the Star Wars.
That's the end of the play? That's your intermission at your play. The worst. These plays, they don't even... I said I'll have a steak with extra ketchup.
Hey.
There will be a 1 hour intermission.
Hey, I wish that we had a 15-minute intermission right now. There will be a 15-minute intermission.
And then I thought to myself...
What a wonderful world.
This would be... How are we going to end the show? I'll tell you what we're going to do. Here's what we're going to do to close the show. It's a great way to close.
Okay.
We're going to take a deep breath, and during that deep breath, we're going to find a song that we can all sing together to say goodnight.
Okay, perfect.
And then we'll come back and we'll do it, and we're all done. Is that cool? Wow. That was a lot of fun tonight.
Yeah, we had a good time. Thanks for having me on, Todd.
Just out of nowhere, it came to me. It's like, it's time to say goodnight.
Yeah.
Thank you.
No, thank you.
Thank you.
No, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
No, thank you. Seriously.
No, thank you. Seriously.
No, thank you.
No, thank you.
You.
Aristotle.
Hey.
Casey Lai.
Casey Lai, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Alan Strickland Williams.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Alan Strickland Williams. And of course,
Aaron.
Todd. Aaron Roach.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're very appreciated. And Jingle Joe. Let's remind Jingle Joe like how much we have the privilege.
Jingle Joe, thank you.
We have the privilege of here's two of the things we have an after show today.
Oh, we have an after show.
Yeah, no,
today.
No.
Oh, wow.
It's only keeping you here longer. It's only keeping you here longer.
Wow. Oh.
We're gonna play
Thank you.
The first show wasn't enough.
We're gonna play Danny LaBelle called a real listener and played a motivational speech.
Okay.
So Aristotle, at the end of the show tonight, not only will we have Danny LaBelle as a great part of the after show. He really called, to my knowledge, to George Carlin, he really called a listener, and he commits to the bit. So it's part of the after show. You'll hear this is the call Danny LaBelle made to a. I just wanted to set it up so when you hear it, you'll be like, oh, that's why. And then after that, we'll do the Mr. Rogers. So. Wow, talk about even a great after show. Danny LaBelle calls a real listener that emailed him and claimed he was like giving him motivational help.
Uh-huh.
And I think the other guy, I only listened to the first 2 minutes of it, and I was like, this is really funny. The other guy, I think, plays along very well. It's so good where you think, does this guy think, like, but no. So anyway, there's a great, you know, what the fuck, right? I know how to go to close. Of course I do, because I'm a professional. I know what to do.
Oh, I know what to do.
Sure. Oh, yes. I know how to close a show.
In the town where I was born, lived a man who sailed the sea. And he told us of his life in the land of submarines. So we sailed unto the sun till we found. Beneath the waves in our yellow submarine. We all live in a yellow submarine.
A yellow submarine. Don't miss the message.
We all live.
And you can buy one on QVC.
A yellow submarine. A yellow submarine.
You gotta get the black and the white.
And our friends are all aboard. Many more of them live next door. And the band begins to play.
JJ!
JJ! I thought you left. We all live in a yellow submarine. A yellow submarine. A yellow submarine. We all live in a yellow submarine. A yellow submarine. A yellow submarine.
The thing about living in a yellow submarine is...
Say something nice.
You get happy, Todd.
Everybody go around the room, say something nice. You are privileged to get into somebody's ears to say something nice to help their day.
Live a life of ease.
You're special.
You're great.
You're great.
You're the only one like you.
And that's the truth. I like you just the way you are.
You could use a little work.
Well,
I mean, if we're being honest.
I might say maybe
put on some pants.
We all live in a yellow submarine. A yellow submarine. A yellow submarine.
We all live in a yellow submarine.
Submarine.
Alan Sturkin Williams.
Todd Glass.
Hey, this is Derek Dozier. I heard you on the Todd Glass show. I thought I'd reach out
I know from the email. Derek, first of all, if you heard anything on the Todd Glass show, you know I start the conversation. Right?
I start the
conversation.
So, I'm sorry, Danny. I just wanted to, you know, I just need to get some help here. You know, I just thought I'd reach out to you and get a hand, you know? Like,
well, you reached out to the right guy. I do motivational services, but I start the call. That's the first thing you got to know. I'm the first one to talk, all
right? Right.
Okay, I don't want to be harsh with you.
No,
it's fine. We'll continue from here. But from now on, if we ever do this again, I talk first, you talk second.
Right, you talk first thing. Thanks.
You got that?
Yeah. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You could call me Danny. You don't have to call me sir. It's not that formal a thing. It's a laid-back kind of thing. Relax.
Thanks, Danny. Yeah, thanks.
Yeah. So talk to me. What's the problem?
Man, I'm just trying to get motivated. You know, it's like I've been on a rut, like just staying in my parents' house, you know.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. know, maybe I should go back to school or something. Or,
yeah, you should.
Like, got to get some more auditions.
Are you an actor?
You know, I go to some.
Are you an actor?
Yeah, yeah, I do a little bit of acting, yeah.
Not only actors audition, that's something you should know.
Not only actors?
Not only actors, all kinds of people. We're all in an audition in life. That's one of the things I like to tell people. Everybody is on an audition. If you're on a date, you're on an audition.
Oh, like an interview for a normal job. That makes sense.
Right. Everything in life is an audition. You probably should have a notepad and a pen for this.
Yeah, yeah. I can find one. I got some drawing paper. Yeah, here, this will work. Yeah. So what other tips do you got, man? I mean, do you go to audition?
Do I?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, everybody's auditioning for everything in life. Remember what I was telling you? You go to the pharmacy, you stand up there in front of the pharmacist, right? There's a desk, and there's a guy with a jacket behind the desk, and what's he doing? He's auditioning for you, but you're also auditioning for him, right?
We're auditioning for each other?
Exactly. So a lot of times in life, you're auditioning. A lot of times in life, someone else is auditioning, but there are also situations where two people are auditioning for each other. And that's usually the best scenario you could find yourself in, my opinion. But hey, what do I know? You're only paying $20 a call for my advice, right?
No, I really appreciate it. No, this is showing, you know, a different perspective. I haven't really thought about it that way.
Well, that's what I'm here for. And also make sure that you don't forget to PayPal the $20 to Danny Lobel on PayPal. You look it up, L-O-B-E-L-L, that's spelled L-O-B-E-L-L. $20 on PayPal sent to me direct, friends and family, so that there's no fee taken out. Thank you.
Friends and family. L-O-B-L-L.
L-O-B-E-L-L. Great. Now,
E-L-L.
Let me ask you an important question. Obviously, you're down, you're a wreck, you're an out-of-work actor. You're one of a million out-of-work actors, probably. But here's a question. You ever go out and take a walk?
I mean, sometimes. I walk a little.
See, I knew it already. Let me tell you the two most important words you're ever going to hear. Fresh air. And I'm not talking about NPR. Fresh air. A human being needs fresh air. Now, where do you live? What city do you live in?
I live in Sacramento right now.
You should move to Chicago, because I understand in Chicago they have a lot of flat streets. And you probably live in a place in Sacramento that's probably hills, right?
Yeah, there's lots of hills around here.
Yeah, so that's no good. You want a nice flat surface, because otherwise you go on a hill and it'll take your stride off balance, so to speak. So what you want to do is you want to move to a flat surface area. So Chicago might be good. I hear that it's pretty flat there. And you just walk. Just go take a walk in the fresh air. You got that?
Yeah. Move to a flat Chicago. No inclines. Mm-hmm. Good flat streets. And just walk and get fresh air.
That's right. And what kind of shoes are you wearing right now?
Right now I'm wearing Crocs.
Okay. Well, you want to get yourself a pair of, write this down, Rockport shoes. R O C for Kathy. K.
K.
P for Peter. O R T for Tom. Rockport shoes. You got that?
Rockport shoes.
Right. Rockport shoes. Rockport offers the very best in support, arch support, and the sole is fantastic. It's comfortable, it's durable, and you can wear it through all different seasons. Rockport shoes, get a pair wherever they're available. You can go to Rockport's website by typing into Google Rockport shoes. I think it'll come up as rockport.com. Think about a ship gently coming in from sea. Where would it park itself at a port? And now if you can imagine a beautiful Nantucket day, the waves are coming in on the rocks, and then you put the two visuals together: the ocean, the rocks, the port. Rockport shoes, the very best.
I'm thinking about that ocean and that port, right? Rockport. Okay, and the shoes are going to help me get motivated.
Is that a question?
The shoes will help motivate me. That's what the Rockports.
Yeah, I mean that's what I'm telling you, right? You called me for motivational advice, and that's what I'm telling you, right? So you wouldn't be calling me if you didn't think I knew what I was talking about, would you?
Oh no, I didn't mean to step on your toes, Dan.
Yeah, well, I feel like you might have.
Arch support. I've tried arch supports before, you know. I've tried all.
I'm sure you have tried a lot of shoes, but you haven't probably tried the best shoe on the market. I'm talking about Rockport shoes. Now, if you look at people walking around, you see basically the different looks on people's faces. I can almost guarantee you that those smiling are, if you scroll your eyes down, or as they say in the film industry, if you pan down, you will see that they're probably wearing a nice, comfortable pair of Rockport shoes. You ever noticed that before?
Yeah, but I think I've seen people in other shoes, even barefoot or flip-flops, smiling.
Yeah, I don't think so. No, I haven't seen that. No.
Oh.
You got to think about it as the shoe is the vehicle. You wouldn't drive around in a broken down car because you might wind up in an accident. And the same could happen in shoes. Think about this. You spend half your life walking the face of this planet. Shouldn't you be walking in style and in comfort? That's why the good people over at Rockport Shoes developed a fantastic product. They looked around at the marketplace and they said, there really is nothing great out there for people to put on their feet. And that's why they had a team of engineers work on the perfect shoe. The Rockport experience is, and I'm saying this with quotations, you can't see it because it's a phone call, the Rolls Royce of the shoe experience.
Style and support.
Yeah.
I don't want to be rude, but it sounds like maybe you're getting a kickback from them.
What?
Are they giving you some kind of commission? I mean...
Are you sick in the head, Derek? What the hell are you talking about? I'm not going to sit here and be accused. You came to me, right? You got in touch with me after you heard me on the Todd Glass show, because you know that I know how to motivate people.
So
if you're going to try and spit in my face
help,
and take my advice and slap and throw it at me and make me out to be some kind of small time crook, I resent it, and I won't work with you anymore.
Sorry.
I don't work with people like that. I work with people who really want motivated. I work with people who are dedicated and want to really be motivated. And if that's not you, then there's nothing to talk about.
Give me a chance. Give me a second chance. You know, yeah. I got the. I'm ready to PayPal you the $20. I just wanted to make sure that.
Yeah,
that it was
you just wanted to
that it's motivation,
you
know, not the shoe.
Yeah.
You know,
well, you know, I'm pretty close to hanging up the call. I'm not going to lie to you.
All right.
And I really hope that you're going to get the Rockport shoes. Otherwise, I'm wasting my precious time. And a lot of people want this advice. A lot of people want this advice, Derek.
Right. Yes. Yeah. I need motivation. So the Rockport
shoes.
You're not getting a kickback from them.
No, of course not. It's the finest experience in footwear. You understand that?
Yeah, that's great. I believe you. Yeah, I'm gonna get them, and
you're gonna feel the difference.
Sure,
you're gonna feel the difference, the style, the comfort, and the support. You're gonna go. It's like no other shoe on the market. You will never go back to conventional footwear. You understand that?
No commission is going to Danny Lobel from this, sir. It's just you feel this. Passionate, and it's for everybody.
You got it.
Wow. It seems kind of hard to believe, but you know, I'm not motivated now, so I guess that's better than
sounds like a broken down actor talking, someone who doesn't believe, and that's probably part of the reason that you're not getting those parts. If I'm a director and I look at a guy and I say he doesn't really believe, I'm not going to hire that actor. I want somebody who commits, who believes.
Right.
Sell the part. Remember, life is an audition. What did we talk about earlier?
Right. I'll get there. Thanks, Danny.
You're welcome, Derek. And keep listening to Todd Glass.
Yes, I will.
Okay. You got it, pal. Talk to you soon.
Thanks.
It's you I like. It's not the things you wear. It's not the way you do your hair. But it's you I like. The way you are right now. The way down deep inside you. Not the things that hide you. Not your toys. They're just beside you. But it's you I like. Every part of you. Your skin, your eyes, your feelings. Whether old or new. And I hope that you'll remember. Even when you're feeling blue. That it's you I like. It's you yourself. It's you. It's you I like. It's you I like.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.